KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Stay tuned for Colt 45's Baseball. Stay tuned for Colt 45's Baseball, coming right up.
6 to 8 from 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, your talk radio show.
Iran, because that has dominated the conversation all week. This weekend, President Trump said they were within hours of agreeing to some type of ceasefire, or some type of extended memorandum of understanding. President Trump was waiting just to sign off on it. Well, now it's Friday night, and still no word on what President Trump wants to do. To talk about it is fast becoming our go-to, a retired U.S. Marine Corps intelligence officer and a former deputy director for intelligence for the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He's now a director of government relations for the National Intelligence Community at Coastal Carolina University. It's a long title, and it should be. Mark Chandler, welcome back to America at Night.
McGraw, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Nick, bringing you this live edition of Colt 45's Baseball for the 2026 Summer Ball home opener for your Colt 45s as they face off against the Watsonville Aggies. We have our old friend Tyler Zanizer leading things off. He'll be in left field tonight, but before we get that way, as the starting lineups have been announced here at Tiger Field, we'll have the big flag presented by the Lions Club stretched across the over the field. And also, although we're not to first pitch yet, we're still a few moments away. 66 degrees and mostly cloudy. And we might have some scattered showers coming up. We'll see how exactly that plays into this ball game and the pregame show. Hopefully no rain delay on mind of things, although I do have plenty to talk about given the success of last season, and again pretty much every year since. They were 33-5 last year. They went 7-3 in the last 10 games. A special treat tonight, we'll have Carl Bott throwing out the ceremonial first pitch and Linda Bott, both the co-owners of KCNR Shasta Reading, which we're broadcasting live through right now, KCNR 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Bringing to you this home opener for the Colt 45s, facing off against the Watsonville Aggies coming to town. And lots of new faces on the roster for the Reading Colt 45s, but five returners. Again, with Tyler Zanizer being one of the main ones, but also Andrew Mora, who led the team in a handful of statistical categories last season. And that was in the walks and RBIs category. And a couple others as well, which we'll get to as we progress into the game. Want to tell that story as it comes to us. But specifically, Mark Anthony Carroll as well, making his return. And we're going to pause things here before we officially get underway with the pregame show to bring you tonight's edition of our nation's anthem. And we'll kind of be waiting around for that before they stretch out the flag fully. Again, this will be sung by Lisa Bott of KCNR. As, again, with it being opening night, lots of new elements you're going to have to deal with and figure out on the first night. As they get ready to unveil the flag with the help of the Lions Club leading the way, both teams on either side of it, on the longer side of that American flag, which is stretched out and on opening night, and then also on 4th of July, which, again, two of the paramount days of baseball, considered holidays in many regards, as everyone now alerted to stand and remove their hats on Military Appreciation Night. This will be our nation's anthem coming to you live here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. That they've officially unveiled the flag.
Oh, can't you see? Oh, it's early light. What's so surprising at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the roar the monster is singing. Yeah, through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, story does that star-spangled banner yet still for the land of the free and the home of the
brave. Thank you, man. Great.
And that was tonight's edition of Our Nation's Anthem on Veteran Appreciation Night. This is Jacob Green flying solo tonight, and we'll get you the starting lineups in just a couple of moments here. Go 45s, but starting things off for the Watsonville Aggies. A.J. Lehapava in center field. He'll lead things off to face off against Aaron Behan of the Colt 45s, getting the ball from the Colt 45's manager on this May 29th of 2026. Hello, everyone. Again, I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us on a cloudy Friday night from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Charlie Kawada will follow things up in right field, followed by Hamon Wilson, the DH, batting third, and then Caden Smith, the catcher, batting cleanup for Watsonville, followed by J.J. Sanchez. He's at first base. Noah Pang is the second baseman, followed by Cody Hartke. He'll be in left field. And then Rex Thompson will be in the hot corner at third base, batting eighth, followed by Joseph Tapia. He is out there patrolling left field. So Hartke in left, Lepava in center, Kawada in right, Thompson at third, Pang at second, Sanchez at first, Smith behind the dish. I have two left fielders listed on the lineup card in front of me, so I'll find out who the shortstop is when we get underway here from Tiger Field. But for the Colt 45s, and it's our old friend Tyler Zanizer, who was tied with John Handy last year with five home runs on the year. He'll be leading off and playing left field, followed up by the center fielder Parker. He'll be batting second, and then Nicholas Cabello at third base, followed by Andrew Mora at first base, another returner for the Colt 45s. And then followed up by number 23 for the Colt 45s, Joyner. He'll be the designated hitter and batting fifth. Then in the sixth spot, Preston Conklin, the second baseman, followed by Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop, another returner for the Colt 45s. And then Arthur Jones will be the catcher for the Redding Colt 45s, followed by Tyson Bragg in right field defense behind Aaron Bahan. Again, from left to right field, Zanizer, Parker, and Bragg, left center and right. Then around the horn, Cabello, Carroll, Conklin, and Mora. And then Jones behind the dish to face off against Colin Melrose of the Watsonville Aggies. Before we get the ceremonial first pitch to you brought to by Carl Bott, we're going to get a word from our sponsor tonight, Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll return right after this short break. Carl Bott throwing out the ceremonial first pitch here from Tiger Field.
Today we have Keep the Boss Race, Lose Your Shoes, Busy Bowers, and the Pitcher Race.
Well, we have Carl Bott about to make his way out there. He's taking the jacket off here after getting some warm-up tosses in. He will get to throw out that ceremonial first pitch. Both him and his wife, Lisa Bott, do an absolutely phenomenal job with KCNR Shasta Redding and running that radio station, bringing free fire radio to everyone here in the North State of California. In the lineup tonight, Andrew Mora, Tyler Zanizer, and Mark Anthony Carroll for the Colt 45s. Mora last year, 35 games, 250 putouts, and 15 assists over there at first. He only had 7 errors. Batted 302 on the year with 38 RBIs, which was the team lead. 31 walks, team lead, 8 doubles, 2 home runs. And then again, those 31 walks with the team lead. Only struck out 24 times. Zanizer in 26 games, 28 putouts, 2 assists, and 1 error. Out there patrolling mostly left field. He batted 265 on the year with 27 RBIs and then 5 home runs, which was tied with John Handy for the team lead. 17 walks and 21 strikeouts. Got on base a fair amount. That's the local kid, Tyler Zanizer. And then Mark Anthony Carroll showed off the wheels. He was 11 of 14 in the stolen base department last year. And that's just a small part of what the team was able to do on the base paths, because on the year they were 108 of 129 in terms of stolen bases, led by none other than Kobe Rafael, who was 30 of 33. So all around, it's a great year in that department for the Colt 45s. And again, tonight's game, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. They're a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Tonight's sponsor of opening night here at Tiger Field in the wonderful Redding, California. Again, if you're just joining us, I'm Jacob Green, here for the 2026 season, my third season overall. We have David Wiley engineering things for us back in the studio. Another great year ahead of us, our essentially junior season, as we bring to you the best product of Colt 45's baseball possible with Bob Anderson at the helm.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field. It is great to have you with us. We will have Carl Bott again momentarily bring you this first pitch. I believe now he's officially concluding his warm-up tosses out there beyond the third base dugout. We also have Eric Winchester, better known as Fireball Winch, during his time with Simpson University, my alma mater, which does make me feel old. And Spencer Schlange's current school, he's got another semester left. He'll be on the air with me next weekend when the Colt 45s take on the Alameda Anchors, which will have Coach Jerry Gibbs at the helm, who is the father of a close friend that I went to school with, and then was actually a groomsman in his wedding in the last year. Shout out Jared Gibbs, who played baseball with the Simpson University baseball team. A lot to look forward to tonight here from Tiger Field, as we've already got a lot of anticipation building as we get underway a little bit later tonight, which, again, fairly typical of opening night, especially when you're working in sports. And nonetheless, we just will be awaiting another edition of opening night here from Tiger Field, which, a little history on Tiger Field. They are entering their 103rd year. There we go. I had to find it in my game notes. 103 years here at Tiger Field and the 22nd season of Reading Colt 45's baseball. And we've had a plethora of announcers and everyone else that do their part here with a lot of the game day staff, and it looks like umpires might be chatting things over here with Bob Anderson just to make sure everything's set and ready to go. Again, cloudy skies overhead, making sure, and with those cloudy skies overhead, trying to make sure the lights come on. Very far away from taking full effect, but nonetheless, you want to make sure those lights are on for safety reasons with the cloud cover overhead. Hopefully, no rain becomes a threat here at Tiger Field. Poor Carl out there going to have to keep warming that arm up, make sure he stays loose. As we begin just waiting to get underway here from Tiger Field. Last year, the Colt 45s went 33-5. They ended the last 10 games 7-3. 2024, 35-4. They ended with a 19-game winning streak, which is hard to do no matter the level, no matter the team you're playing. And then in 2023, ended 31-8, and then ended the season with a four-game winning streak. 2022, they were 26-9, and back in 2019, they had an even record, even 500 record of 23-23. It's a team that was established in 2004 as part of an independent collegiate baseball franchise to give spectators a fan-friendly environment in a minor league atmosphere at the historic Tiger Field here in Reading. As the lights come on, and let there be light. Originally part of the Far West League here on the West Coast. And Tiger Field, of course, named after a player named Tiger Flowers, because every time he came up, it was as if he was going to hit a home run. So Rich Morgan told Mike Mangus, a local legend here with KRCR, that that's where the name comes from. So there's your source, and little history lesson for you here on this 2026 opening night. And in advance, apologies for any confusion on the air. I have a roster with no numbers on it. All I have is a lineup card, so I'll do my best to bring you the best product possible of Colt 45's baseball. And as always, we have those backing tracks. As now, the Colt 45s take the field for this 2026 season as we will look to get underway. And again, listed two left fielders for the Aggies. So we'll see how that will do things in the bottom half. But again, the defense back behind Aaron Behan, the starting pitcher tonight, getting the ball from head coach Bob Anderson. Around the horn, Cabello, Carroll, and then on the right side, Conklin and Mora at second and first base. Left to right field, Zanizer, Parker, Bragg, with Jones, the battery mate of Behan, as we await to get underway here from Tiger Field. Now Carl Bott being ushered over there by Bob Anderson, getting ready to throw that ceremonial first pitch. Shall we see it? Or maybe... Now as the Colt 45s conclude their warm-up, Mark Anthony Carroll takes one from deep in the 5-6 hole over there, and the third baseman, Cabello. And now, again, everyone just anxiously awaiting, including myself. The flags up all around us as well here on Veterans Appreciation Night, and a strike throw down to second base by Jones to conclude the warm-up as Carl Blott will make his way out. The representation here with for KCNR, Shasta Reddick. He strolls out to the mound, a little saunter. He'll go out in front of the pitcher's mound with the lights on, but a ways away from taking full effect right in front of the mound. And wind up here with a little toss here. The ceremonial first pitch of the 2026 season from Carl Bott. Here it is. Loops it in there and got it in there on a hop. And he's still got that cannon on him. And that's how you throw out a ceremonial first pitch as we now look to get underway here from Tiger Field in Redding, California, awaiting the first pitch of the 2026 season. Leading things off will be the 52 of A.J. Lehapava, but not before Jones, the catcher, will go out and swap baseballs around with the pitcher. The umpire, make sure he has the right count. Everyone in their respective spaces and places. The first baseman, Andrew Moore, playing a few steps off the line at first, back behind the bag. And now, climbing up the hill is Behan as he peers in to get a sign from Jones. As we get underway here from Tagger Field in Redding, California, the first pitch goes right past the catcher all the way to the backstop, and that's the way the season begins. First pitch comes in at 7:28 here at Tagger Field. Lights are on, but not taking full effect. 66 degrees and cloudy. Barely any breeze or wind. Here's the pitch from Behan. Little sidewinder, gets it in there on the inside corner, and now the count evens up at one ball and one strike on Lehapava. Left-hand hitter socks up high, deep in the box with an even stance for the lefty. A little bit more open. Now comes set, working out of the stretch is Behan. Kicks and deals, misses low, just on the outside edge, over the plate below. Two balls and one strike, nobody out, nobody on. Here in the top of the first inning, you're tuning into KCNR Shasta Redding here with Jacob Green during opening night here for the Colt 45s. Here's the 2-1 delivery from Behan. Swung on and missed, but goes through the catcher all the way back to the screen. Just waved at it. A little bit of an excuse me swing. Homer, the mascot, a little bit upset. Two balls and two strikes. With nobody out here in the first batter of this very young 2026 season. Peering in, looking to get the sign. Deep breath now comes set from the first base side of the rubber as Behan kicks and deals the 2-2. As shot toward Mora, plays it off the lip. Underhand toss to Behan and a foot race to the bag. 3-1 is the way the season begins. And that is out number one here on opening night. That's the way our ball game begins. Another fantastic play by Andrew Moore, the first baseman. Waited for the second hop on that ground ball. Played it off the lip of the infield grass. It's like he's done that before. Yeah, like I said, last season, 35 games played. So he's got a few reps. Now it's the right-hand hitting Charlie Kawada, the right fielder. Right-hand hitter deep in the box with a slightly open stance. First pitch misses way upstairs. Infield shifted to pull. Moore playing about 15 feet off the bag over there at first. Second baseman Conklin shaded up the middle. Here's a 1-0 as Behan comes set, kicks, and deals. Just misses outside. It was right at the belt, but off the plate. Two balls and no strikes. Now the 2-0. Right there on the outside corner. There was a fastball. Two balls and one strikes here in this wooden bat league, and waiting that for the crack of the bat is a 2-1 foul tip back toward the on-deck circle of the Aggies, rocking the white bottoms with the red tops and the white lettering, the short sleeves, the Colt 45s, the all white with the yellow siding, and then the sleeveless tops with the black script across the chest that say Colt 45s, and then the white hats on top, black short sleeves underneath. Here's the 2-2 delivery from Behan. Just misses up and away. Two filled account up at three balls and two strikes. Now the payoff pitch from Behan. As he comes set, gets a sign from Jones. Kicks, deals. A line shot. Mark Anthony Carroll deep in the hole. The shortstop. Strong throw to first. Pick at the other end by Andrew Mora. Not in time. Says he came off the bag. Fantastic play by Mark Anthony Carroll in the hole on the backhand. Gloved it on the rim of the outfield grass. And then made a strong throw to first, but just brought Andrew Mora off the bag, even with that 6'4" frame. Not quite able to keep his back foot on it. That is an infield single for Kawada. Might be ruled an E6. We'll see how exactly it goes. Now a runner on first, so the Colt 45s move to double play depth. This one's fouled off toward the parking lot. First one of the year to plunk a car. There it is. Four, strike one. We really do need some sort of sponsor here for the Colt 45, some sort of car insurance company or something for all those broken windshields. Although we've only had a couple over the years, so. Here's Imani Wilson, right-hand hitter. Little flare toward right center field. The right fielder Bragg on the run. He's going to have to play it on a hop. Now strong throw into second base where it's cut off by the second baseman Conklin, who quite literally rises to the occasion, climbs the ladder, snares it to keep the runner at second base. So runners on first and second with one out. Imani Wilson with a strong single toward that right center gap. Moves the runners up as the right-hand hitting Caden Smith to the plate. Tall catcher for the Aggies. Looks like he's about 6'2". Right-hand hitter. Open stance deep in the box. Checking the runner. The lead runner is Behan. Looks him back. He's dancing off the bag over there, being kept close by Conklin. He's just trying to keep him honest. First pitch misses for a ball. So, Lehipava ground out, and then a Kawada single, a Wilson single, and then Smith now batting. Swing! Just got a piece of it, but held on by the catcher. That'll even the count up at one ball and one strike. With one out, can runners at first and second. Mora shifted the pole. He's about 20 feet off the bag over there at first, playing behind the runners. This one's hit in the air toward left. Zanizer, shallow for him. Mark Anthony Carroll drifting out. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for the out. It'll pop out to shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll. The runners will remain at first and second. Two outs here in this scoreless top of the first inning. Mark Anthony Carroll converging on it with the center fielder and left fielder. Called him off. Now J.J. Sanchez to the plate. Left-hand hitter, even stance. A little bit up in the box. First baseman tonight for the Aggies. Bayon checks the lead runner at second, delivers wide to the left-hand hitter for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Two outs, runners on first and second here in a scoreless top of the first inning. We've just gotten underway here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. The opening night of the 2026 season brought to you here with KCNR Shasta Redding. Shasta Regional Medical Center, our sponsor of tonight's game. This one misses low and away for ball two. A 2-0 count on J.J. Sanchez. Here's the 2-0 as Bayhan peers in. Now here's the 2-0. Misses high. Upstairs for ball three. It's a 3-0 count on the left-hand hitting Sanchez. Bayhan will go for a little stroll around the mound. And runners at first and second. A slight breeze blowing in. Now just moving the American flag and the Colt 45 flag out there. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him. Make it three balls and one strike. Or according to the scoreboard, one ball and four strikes. So 3-1, runners on first and second. Scoreless here. And those flags just barely moving to the right of the 406 sign in straightaway center. Bayon checks the lead runner. Second whirl and a throwback to first. It's just a bluff with Mora playing way behind the runner. Got Amani Wilson to get back to the bag. So a whirl and a bluff from Bayon just to keep the runner at first honest. And now the umpires are going to talk things over to see if this is going to be a balk. And again, things starting to already dwindle here in the top of the first inning. Bayon working a tad slower than some other pitchers we've had. They're going to chat things up here and have a little confabulation. And now they're going to call in the first base umpire as well. So the antics already ensuing here in a very adolescent season from Tiger Field. But what a great time to name tonight's sponsor of the game, Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. In Shasta Regional, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health. So now we'll look to get back underway.
And our emergency department is ready for any and all non-COVID-19 related cases.
And now we're no balk call, or balk call rather, moves the runners up to second and third. There's a 3-1 delivery at the knee on the outside corner. So upon further review by the umpires, moves runners to second and third. But again, two outs now, a full count on the left-hand hitting J.J. Sanchez. Bayhan comes set, kicks and deals the payoff. Swing! Scores! As Bayhan struts off the mound, and the side is retired. A couple of hits, no runs, as the Aggies strand two. It's scoreless as we head to the bottom half of the first inning with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half tonight's game. Opening day baseball is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're a 5-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Concluding is one of tosses is Colin Melrose. The throw down by Smith goes right at the second baseman. Scoreless after the top of the first inning. It's Zanheiser, Parker, and then Cabello for the Colt 45s. Zanheiser, right-hand batter, awaits the first pitch. Fastball misses in for ball one to the left fielder for the Colt 45s. Swing and miss. Evens the count up at one ball and one strike. Blew it by him. One ball, one strike, nobody out. Zanheiser waves the wood. Now ready. A slightly open stance. He's deep in the box as the lengthy right-hander kicks and deals. Misses low and in. Right on that, near the kneecap. Great frame job by Smith, but it was not quite good enough. And now Smith will trot out to the mound. Smith, a pretty big catcher as well. Of solid stature. He's about the same height as the pitcher, who about 6'3 or so. And that's Colin Melrose. They're, again, going to continue their little confabulation. Make sure all the signs are correct. The defense behind Melrose, Thompson at third, and then Joseph Tapia is the shortstop. He's in that nine spot. So, again, with two left fielders on my lineup card, I had to wait till they took the field to get all that correct. Here's the 2-1 delivery to Tyler Zanheiser, the returner from last year and the local kid. Great pitch right on the outside edge at the knees. Melrose really rearing back and throwing some high octane. Getting that heater in there. Two balls and two strikes. Melrose from the first base side of the rubber. Love the belt. Kicks and deals out of the stretch. Misses low for ball three. That'll fill the count up. At three balls and two strikes. Here in the bottom of the first inning of a scoreless ball game. Melrose peering in. Glove to the belt. The payoff. A line shot. Little flare toward the second baseman who will drop down to a knee and squeeze it on the line out. So Zanheiser solid contact, but right at Pang, who snares it for out number one. And now to the plate is the right-hand hitting Parker, the center fielder.
Center
fielder, number 8, D'Amico Parker. D'Amico Parker. For the Colt 45s. Fouls this one up and into the parking lot. On a couple of hops. For strike number one. Again, scoreless ball game here. Cloudy skies overhead, just a little bit of gray, 66 degrees, but a beautiful night nonetheless for some opening night baseball here between Colt 45s and the Watsonville Aggies. This one misses way up and in. Some chin music turning away from it is D'Amico Parker, the center fielder, leaning out of the way of it. Right, evens the count up at one ball and one strike. I believe we got past the storm. Here's the 1-1. Foul back to the screen. Just got a piece of it. Throwing his hands at it real quick. Just trying to stick with the speed. One ball, two strikes, one out, nobody on. The Colt 45s without a hit with just their second batter at the plate after the line shot from Zanizer is right into the glove of Noah Pang, the second baseman for the Watsonville Aggies. Here's the 1-2 delivery from Melrose, the 6'3" righty. Misses wide. Laying off of it is Parker. Off speed was low and away. Rich Miramontes is the assistant coach along with John Boyker for the Aggies. So 2-2. Swing! And a miss. Blew a fastball by and they'll throw it around the horn. It's a strikeout for Colin Melrose, his first one of the night. Now matching Aaron Behan, who got the baseball from Bob Anderson for the Colt 45s. Now Nicholas Cabello, the third baseman, with the red shin guard on the left foot, left shin rather. Socks up high for the righty. Check swing, a little bit of an excuse me swing, goes around for strike one on the ball away and in the dirt. On deck is Andrew Mora, left-hand hitter for the Colt 45s. No balls and one strike to Cabello. Peering in, again, two outs in a scoreless ball game here in the bottom of the first. Melrose comes set, kicks and deals the 0-1. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman, gloves. Charges, throws to first, way off the bag. It's going to go into foul territory. Comes all the way past the dugout. Moving up to second is Cabello. He's going to hold there at second base after it's recovered by Kawada out there in foul territory. And the first runner of the year is Cabello on the E5. Thompson charged in from third. Gloves made a strong throw to first, but carrying all the way to the right field side of the first base bag. And again, when you're charging a ball like that, you want to get around it, make sure your shoulders are squared toward the bag at first, and being a right-hand thrower, you want to make sure you're more toward home plate when you throw it, just because the ball's going to carry toward right field if you're off balance. And as a former third baseman, done that a lot of times. It's a tough thing to get around and deal with, but once you do it, just clicks. Now Andrew Moore to the plate here in this scoreless ball game in the bottom of the first, but first run of the year in scoring position as Mora takes first pitch fastball in there for a called strike one off the outer half of the on the outer half of the plate rather. So 0-1 to Mora sporting that 25, a open stance deep in the box for the tall left hand hitter. Here's the 0-1. Blocked by the catcher, goes off him taking third easily after looked like it went off the catcher Smith and momentary pause. Didn't think the runner Cabello was going to break, but then he did. So on the wild pitch, Cabello takes third base. And now 90 feet away is the first run of this ball game. We're scoreless here in the bottom of the first. We've just gotten underway for this 2026 season. I'm Jacob Green here with Casey and R. Shasta Redding saying, thanks for tuning in. It's great to have you with us. Now the 1-1 delivery from the righty. Misses again, pops out of the glove of Smith, and coming in to score, standing up, is Cabello with the heads-up play. It popped out of the glove, and just like that, the Colt 45s put the first run of the year on the board. They're up by a score of 1-0 after that passed ball. So Smith having a little bit of a tough go at things. Caden Smith, the catcher. Two balls and one strike on Mora. Here's the 2-1 from Melrose. again, pops out of the glove of Smith. So some difficulties with the mitt, it seems like. And with it being a summer league, part of what he might be doing is just working to break in that glove for his collegiate summer season. Because again, no playoffs here with the Colt 45s. Not sure if the Watsonville Aggies are the same way. They belong to a league or not, but 2-2, and in that case, breaking in the glove and really getting that gamer glove ready. Here's a 2-2, misses low for ball three. That'll fill the count up. The second full count tonight. When you're doing that and using it in-game, you want to make sure it's nice and broken in. That pocket's nice and deep, especially as a catcher. You don't want to be dropping any strikes. Now three balls and two strikes. Here's the payoff with two outs from the righty Melrose from the first base side. It's a little shot toward right center. On the run is Ledeva, and it's over the wall. Shabora, the first long ball of the year as Deva watches it fly as Moro around the bases, picking up where he left off last year. And he gets the first homer of the year for the Colt 45s. They're now up by a score of 2-0. It was on a 3-2 pitch, and he will circle the bags. He'll bring up Bodie Joyner, the designated hitter for the Redhawks. Just like that, Colt 45s have a 2-0 lead. So Joyner to the plate, right-hand hitter. On a 3-2 pitch as well, and great stuff from Andrew Mora. We've seen the power, we saw it last year, but that fastball on a 3-2 hit it right toward the 370 mark out there in right center as rearing back is Melrose. There was a fastball just a bit upstairs to Joyner. Four ball one. So now a 2-0 ball game. The Aggies down. Right hand hitting Joyner to the plate. Wide open stance deep in the box for the righty. Watches a fastball right down Broadway. Evens the count up at one ball, one strike. With two outs here in the bottom of the second. One. Swing and miss for strike two. Tied him up inside. Melrose from the first base side peers in at his catcher, Caden Smith. Comes set, kicks and deals the 1-2. Breaking ball just a bit inside. Joyner laid off of it. Now, two balls and two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the first. A 2-0 ball game. Colt 45's ahead. It's a 2-2. The line shot up the middle and through for a base hit. Joyner wins the battle as Leigh Hidaba will play it back. Standing on first base and hands his padding to Eric Winchester, the first base coach, as the bat girl for the Colt 45s will come out and retrieve the bat of Joyner. Now to the plate, Preston Conklin, the second baseman. Even stance for the righty. Melrose checks the runner at first, being held on by Sanchez. Runner not going. Thought about the back down to first as Caden Smith decided to hold on to it. Called for a strike. As again, Conklin now with an 0-1 count. Joyner off of first with that big secondary lead and then fake the going on the pitch. Now the 0-1. It's a line shot toward the left center gap. The center fielder, Lehadava, over to cut it off. Loves moving toward third. Strong throw from Lehadava. Not cut off. And into third is Joyner. Conklin with the single. That puts runners at the corners here in the bottom of the first of a 2-0 ball game of the Colt 45's lead. Now it will be Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Zoe, the back row, with some applause from the crowd here. Mark Anthony Carroll last year in 29 games at shortstop. 294 average, 32 hits, 20 RBIs, had 5 doubles, and then 11 of 14 on the base paths. 11 stolen bases out of 14 tries. 10 walks and struck out 16 times. Wide open stands for the right-hand hitter. Fouls this one off toward the parking lot for strike one. No one count with runners at the corners. 2-0. Great job by Bodie, joined at the DH to round second. As this one on the inside corner. No balls and two strikes. To Carroll after the pitch was taken inside. 0-2 runner goes from second. There's a shot toward right. Looking foul and into foul territory. Lands beyond the line. And everyone will retrace their steps as the battle will continue between Mark Anthony Carroll and Colin Melrose. Ball was hooking foul. Just a little bit late on it was Mark Anthony Carroll. When you're late on it like that, it's going to slice away as a right-handed batter. It's fouled by about 8 feet or so, maybe less. Bob Anderson will get in on the activities here. Scout remains no balls and two strikes with two outs here in the bottom of the first. 2-0 ball game. The 0-2. Misses wide, smothered by the catcher, Caden Smith. One and two to Mark Anthony Carroll. Runners at the corners, they take their leads. The infield playing straight up with the first baseman Sanchez holding on the runner at first. Melrose comes set from the first base side. Runner goes, the 1-2 taken inside, throw down to second base on a line. It's going to go into center field, taking third. Going all the way home from third is Joyner. Remaining at second base is Conklin with the clean steal. And on the E2, Joyner comes in to score. It's 3-0. Mark Anthony Carroll now working a 2-ball, 2-strike count with 2 gone here in the bottom of the first of a 3-0 ball game now. And a couple of costly errors for the Aggies. Colt 45's 3 runs on 3 hits in the inning. This one's grounded back toward Melrose, the pitcher. He'll glove and an underhand flip to first in time for the 1-3. The side is retired, but 3 runs on 3 hits for the Colt 45's to take advantage of the 2 errors as they leave 1. It's 3-0 after 1 here from Tiger Field in Redding, California. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting Noah Pang. Just misses. 3-0. Aaron Behan now pitching with the lead. Wide open stance for the righty with the stocks up high. This one's fouled off toward the parking lot. And just clears a couple of cars. One ball and one strike to Noah Pang. A line shot toward right and on a hop. Bragg will have to play it as Pang with a sharp single. Nice piece of hitting for Pang. Was chasing in for it as it was slicing back toward him, but just couldn't get there in time. Sinking line drive. Pang is aboard.
Steph, you get up to the plate.
Yeah, Cody Hartke. Yeah. The left fielder. Runner on first, Mora holding him on. Colt 45's at double play depth, but shifted a little bit to pull on the right-hand hitting Harkey with the second baseman Conklin shaded up the middle. Swing and a miss. Got him to be way off time on that pitch. Behan peering in. At the catcher, Jones. This one just misses again. Even the count up, one ball, one strike. Arthur Jones will lead things off in the bottom of the second, followed by Tyson Bragg rounding up the lineup, then back to the top of the order, and Tyler Zanizer. But Hartke up, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. As Jones sets up away, check swing on the outside corner for strike two. One ball and two strikes on the left fielder, Cody Hartke of the Watsonville Aggies. Down by a score of 3-0 after the Colt 45s were able to put three on the board on three hits. This one's hit in the air toward left. Zanizer looking up, and he will settle underneath it. Playable for him. Squeezes it, overran it momentarily, and then circled back around to squeeze it for out number one. So Hartke gives it a ride, but just a bit short. That's out number one, and Pang retraces his steps back to first base. Now the third baseman, Rex Thompson, to the plate. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Moore still holding on the runner at first. First pitch, right at the belt on the outer half. Called strike one. Again to the third baseman, Rex Thompson. Joseph Tapia on deck should the inning continue. The Colt 45 is still at double play depth. This one's fouled off toward the parking lot. Two strikes now on Thompson. Those flags just barely moving to the right of the 406 sign in straightaway center. The 0-2, it's a little flare popped up on the infield. Carroll calling for it. Playable for him. He'll settle underneath it and squeeze it for the out. It's back-to-back batters with just a couple of fly balls. And now Joseph Tapia to the plate.
The shortstop
for the Watsonville Aggies.
Shortstop, number 26, Joseph Tapia.
Two outs, runner on first. Here for the Watsonville Aggies, trying to get some of those runs back that they gave up in the bottom half of the first here in this 3-0 ball game. Behan comes set, kicks, and deals. Right down Broadway, a called strike one. Right through the heart of the zone.
Can I get Homer to the home team dugout?
No balls and one strike. Checking the runner at first. Is Behan, kicks and deals in same place. No balls and two strikes right through the heart at the belt. Tapia not swinging. He gets that pitch again. He'll definitely be throwing the barrel at it. Here's the 0-2 delivery as Behan comes set. Kicks and deals the 0-2. It's a line shot toward the third baseman. Picked! And then 5-3, Mora with the stretch at the other end. The third baseman, Cabello. Absolutely fantastic play there at the hot corner. And that's the first time we've seen him really get in the action over there, and that will end things. So they get one hit, but they strand one. Watsonville down by a score of 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the second inning of a 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here from Taggart Field. Opening day baseball tonight here on Military Veteran Appreciation Night, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Buick Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals. There are 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's a 3-0 ball game here in the bottom of the second inning, and David Wiley back in the studio engineering things for us. Hopefully he clipped that home run for us. It was Andrew Mora, again, a returner from last year, showing off that left-handed bat, able to punch it over the wall in right center field, just to the left of the 370 mark out there. There's the first pitch to the right hand. Hitting Arthur Jones, who skies it way up and over for foul ball. Back behind us toward the parking lot. Now an 0-1 count with nobody out. They're in a 3-0 bottom of the second. It's the first, the 0-1 delivery from Melrose. Draws a check swing, but nothing more. And they say it went around on it on the appeal to the first base umpire. So now in an 0-2 hole is Arthur Jones. With nobody out, the infield playing straight up. First baseman a little bit to pull. He's a little swiveler right in front of the plate. Smith around, gets to it, throws down to first in time. What a great play by Caden Smith of the Watsonville Aggies. Able to pounce on that ball right on the infield grass. Grabbed it with the bare hand, whirled and threw down to first, and a great setup by the first baseman Sanchez to stretch to it and get the 2-3 put out for out number one here in the bottom of the second. Not the most solid contact from Arthur Jones, but first AB of the year, and only so much you can do when you haven't seen a baseball too much here at Taggart Field. It's the first at-bat, so it's a lot to go off of. Also on that check swing, didn't necessarily go around, but umpire disagreed. It's the first pitch of the left hand hitting Tyson Bragg. It's called for a strike on the outer half of the plate. Even stance for the lefty, rocking the purple batting gloves. It's the 0-1. Around a bunt, pulls it back as the ball misses low. And the catcher, Caden Smith, couldn't find it. It was kicked around between his ankles momentarily. One ball and one strike. Melrose peering in. Kicks and deals the 1-1. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman, but foul. almost went off the third base bag, missed it by about 5 inches or so. And instead, it's just strike number two. So one ball and two strikes to Tyson Bragg, the right fielder. Tyler Zanheiser on deck. He lined out to the second baseman his first time up. Tyson Bragg, left-hand hitter. Now ready, even stance, very wide stance. The 1-2. This is low and in the dirt. Late count, two balls and two strikes. As this game wears on, maybe we'll see if we can get David Wiley on a little color commentary here so he gets to engineer things for us back in the studio. You never know what could happen.
Hey, I'm here.
Here's the 2-2 from Melrose. Glove to belt, kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Bragg down on strikes. The second K for Melrose as they throw it around the horn. They'll bring up the top of the order in Tyler Zanheiser. And lined out to the second baseman his first time up. Tyler Zanheiser, a local kid. Again, a returner from last year with two outs. As this one goes off of his front leg with that right-hand stance off his left leg on the side of it. That'll be fun tomorrow. He'll take his free 90 feet. That's going to leave a bruise.
How many games have we done now, Jacob, together?
As D'Amico Parker to the plate. David, I think we've done, let's see, we had 36 left. About 30 games last season, about 25 the year before that, so it puts us at 55. And if we call all the games this year, we'll be close to the century mark that we'll definitely hit next year. So if we do 4 years total together, I mean,
that's why I said no.
All of a sudden, we hit the century mark. We're veterans.
We do take phone calls, too, by the way, folks.
So if someone wants to call in, tell me I'm pronouncing a name wrong. That would be lovely because it is the first game of the season. And
yes, we love to hear that to get it right.
What most folks don't know about broadcasting is you usually get a pronunciation guide. I called, here's the first pitch of the right-hand inning. D'Amico Parker swung and missed for strike one. Again, Zanheiser aboard via the hit-by-pitch, and learning to pronounce the names correctly, you get a pronunciation guide with the rosters, but in this case, just with it being summer ball, lower budget and all that, not necessarily universities don't really have that luxury. Do a lot of my own research. Here's the 0-1 out of the stretch from the righty Melrose. Runner goes. The throw down to second base is not going to be in time. Zanheiser steals the first bag of the season for the Colt 45s. The first clean steal. Preston Conklin had that steal back in the first, but the errant throw. As some friends in the crowd here tonight, and one of them with a hot dog, which, again, can't say enough how good these hot dogs are, but cheeseburger, go-to favor. They advertise the absolute dickens out of it here at Tiger Field. And it is made with a little bit of Wagyu beef mixed in there. If I ever get the company that makes those, I get some sort of ad read for it in the next couple of games, I'll let everyone know. But that is the best cheeseburger in town. And I don't think that's a hot take by any means. Two balls and one strike to the right-hand hitting D'Amico Parker, who struck out swinging his last time up. Here's the 2-1 with two outs. Breaking ball misses low and away. And Zanheiser remains at second base. 3-1 now to D'Amico Parker.
I remember when we would try to, we had to learn how to pronounce Betanco, and we had his grandparents call and give us the correct pronunciation for Noah Betanco back in.
The 3-1 sky toward left. Going out for it is Hartke along with Tapia. It'll be Hartke calling everybody off, and we'll retouch on the Betancos when we return after this short break. The Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score here in the bottom of the second at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. We'll be back with more Colt 45s baseball right after this.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field in Redding, California.
Again, as my interim color commentator was saying, David Wiley back in the studio producing things for us on this very fun opening night. The Betanco family, who were listening all the way from down in Central America, in I believe it was his great grandpa in somewhere out there in Central America. I'll think of the country eventually, but and then. Again, the Betanco called in, and then his Noah Betanco's grandpa came up to the booth and congratulated us on just a great season. Doing great, which I couldn't do without David Wiley back in the studio, engineering things for us here in our junior season. 3 years together under the belt. As the center fielder will lead things off here, A.J. Lehapava. Takes a first pitch ball from Aaron Behan. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance. With the Red Sox up high for the Watsonville Aggies. Here's a 1-0 to Lehapava from the righty. Is chopped toward first foul, where Mora will cut it off from the first base coach and flip it back to Behan. To even the count up at one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 with nobody out, nobody on. The first baseman, Mora, playing about four steps off the line at first, back behind the bag. So this is low and in. Two balls and one strike. As Behan tells Jones to go through the signs again. Now he's a line shot. Broken bat down the right field line. It's going to land just foul by about a foot.
Radio stations in the Stevens
and Betanco is now at Cal State San Bernardino.
I was going to say, yes, CSU San Bernardino. And we have a couple of CSU San Bernardino, including Lucas Hedingill, a pitcher from Overton, Nevada, on our roster. I think that's the only CSU San Bernardino. So teammates down there at CSU San Bernardino, pretty cool. It's nice to have a in-game researcher. Here's the 2-2 with nobody out, nobody on to the lefty. Hopped up on the infield, calling for it is... the pitcher Behan will get called off by the third baseman who drops it just off the tip of his glove, making his way sprinting toward the front face of the mound. Looking to avoid the mound, had to take a little bit of a weird route toward it, end up going off the tip of his glove and staying alive by the skin of his teeth. And safe at first is Lehapava. Now it's the right hand hitting Kawada to the plate, who singled his last time up before he was stranded at second. Now throw down to second base with the stolen base attempt is wide up and away of the second base bag. Great play by Conklin to snare that, making his way toward the left field side of the bag. Safe at second and taking away the double play is Lehapava, as Kawada now working a 1-1 count. With the runner in scoring position, here in this 3-0 top of the third. This one misses up and in to make the count 2-1.
Well,
slightly open stance for the right-handed in Kawada. So 1-1. Catches the top of the zone on the outer half. Now 1-2, nobody out. Checking the runner at second. Kicks and deals. Just misses low and away. Now it's 2-2.
You see him? Oh.
2-2. Again, the second baseman, Conklin, keeping the runner close at second as this one just misses upstairs to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Now set to deliver the payoff is Aaron Behan. And that one will miss low and in. So the first walk of the night and the season belongs to Charlie Kawada, who will take first base via the free pass. Now Eric Winchester with the socks up high, formerly known as Fireball Winch. And Shasta College's pitching coach, rather. Almost undersold him a little bit there. And also someone who I've seen play slow pitch softball. Dude can absolutely hit some nukes. I'll put it that way, folks. And also bats left-handed, which we've seen once here at Tiger Field a couple seasons ago when he was a pitcher with the Colt 45s. He's going to talk things over with the righty Aaron Behan. Just give him a little break in the action, a little bit of a breather. Make sure he's all good. He'll make his way back now. The first mound visit. Bob Anderson is going to direct the third baseman, Cabello, as well, defensively. So runners at first and second with nobody out. Now, Amani Wilson to the plate, who singled on that sharp line drive. His first time up, wide open stance, deep in the box. Now the pitch is popped up toward shallow center. Carroll going out for it, calling off the center fielder. He'll get around it, almost takes out Parker. Fantastic job by Parker to evade getting taken out by the shortstop, Mark Anthony Carroll. As here in the top of the third, runners on first and second with one out now after that pop out to Mark Anthony Carroll as the lights have taken full effect.
Those center fielders, you know, they get some great tips probably from Bassetti with 7 years in the majors for the Toronto Blue Jays. So they probably get some great insight as a center fielder.
So first pitch is grounded up the middle. Carroll charges, gloves, and is going to have to go to first in time to get the catcher, Caden Smith. First pitch swinging, a little weak ground ball. Carroll with some great textbook work right there on the 6-3 that moves the runners up to second and third. Back-to-back outs will now bring up J.J. Sanchez, who struck out swinging his first time up, and that was the end of the first inning for the Aggies, as they've done a little bit of damage here the second time through, getting on the bases and threatening a little bit better. First pitch on the outer half, called strike one to the left-hand hitting J.J. Sanchez, the first baseman. Here's the 1-0 to the lefty from the righty, Aaron Behan. Infield playing straight up. Here's the 1-0. It's just off the hands. It's going to go out and foul over the beer garden toward the second set of restrooms. One ball and one strike now. Chad Johnson, the PA, having to remind everyone, especially the kids, no running. So make sure everyone's safe, as this one will just miss. Outside for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike. To the left-hand hitting, J.J. Sanchez. with two outs, a couple of runners in scoring position, 3-0 ball game. We're in the top of the third. This is up and away. Count goes to 3-1. Jones coming out of the crouch. Throw that baseball back. Quick breather and allow for Aaron Bayhon as well as he climbs up the back slope of the mound. Now peers in. Ball tucked behind him. Glove up near his front leg. Peering in at Jones. A deep breath as he gets his signs. Comes set. Glove up near the back shoulder. Now kicks and deals a 3-1. So a little line shot down the line, but foul off the top of the dugout roof. That will fill the count up at 3-2. The fourth full count tonight for Aaron Bayhon. Outfield playing straight up. Center fielder Parker straight away in center, along with Zanizer in left and Bragg in right. So this one's fouled up and over the netting and off the blue tents over here to our left. The count remains full and the battle continues. 3-2. So we've just eclipsed the first hour of 2026 baseball here for the Reading Colt 45s. Here's the payoff. Yet again, it's going to go off the hand and taking first base, almost drew a check swing. And J.J. Sanchez is upset with himself at that. He was bending out over the plate looking to check swing it. And he flips off the gear and he's going to walk up the first baseline. This is where, again, Summer Collegiate Baseball League, you don't want injuries, especially if you're intending to play a season at whatever college you're going to be a part of or were a part of. And in the case like that, those hand injuries, even with the padding, just a lot of bones in the hand that can be fractured. And he might get a runner here just to make sure he's all right. That's going to be bruised for sure, possibly more. Hopefully he's all right. He's going to get a little check on it from the first base coach. That will load the bases, though, as now the tying run aboard at first base for the Watsonville Aggies. It's the right-hand hitting Noah Pang to the plate who had that nice single back in the second of the previous inning. So we're here in the top of the third. A 3-0 ball game that the Colt 45s lead. Wide open stance, the Sox up high for the righty, Noah Pang. Red top and then the Red Sox to match. Infield shift to the pull playing behind the runners. This one is a great play by Jones, moving to his right, able to snare it. So it misses way wide for 1. A 1-0 count with 2 gone. Bayhon trying to pitch himself out of the jam. The 1-0 right through the heart. That'll even the count up at 1-1. Got the heater in there to even the count up. On a nice and cool Friday night. It's opening night here at Tiger Field, and we'll get some heat later on this weekend. But until then, we'll be enjoying this nice cool weather. The 1-1 misses wide for 2, especially as, again, the Reading heat will slowly set in. We'll eventually hit triple digits, but as far as I'm concerned, that can wait as long as it wants to. I don't mind the sunshine, but when it's triple digits, it's a little bit less fun. Here's the 1-1. It's a little line shot. Mora moving to his right, just past his glove. It's in the right field for a base hit. One run will come in to score. Around third coming to score. The throw is going to be late and offline. And it's a 2-RBI single, and it's 3-2 now as Lehapava and Kawada come in to score. J.J. Sanchez holds at second base. Noah Pang, a couple of singles, and now 2 RBIs. Bob Anderson's going to head out to the mound. It looks like he's going to take the baseball from Aaron Bayhon. And we'll have a new pitcher on in relief when we return after this short break. Runners on first and second. 2 runs in for the Watsonville Aggies. It's the end of the night as Bayhon gets some applause as he will head to the dugout. It's 3-2 with runners on first and second. It will be the relief pitcher facing off against Cody Harkey when we return after this short break. And message from tonight's sponsor, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Tyler Shepard facing off against Cody Harkey. Tyler Shepard got to call games for him with Simpson this last semester, playing for Simpson Baseball. He had a couple of outings for the Simpson University Redhawks. I keep getting the Redhawks and Reading Colt 45s all mixed up, trying to get those correct. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter, right down Broadway for a called strike one to Cody Harkey, who flew out to left his first time up. Appearing in is Shepard, the southpaw. He had a 6.60 ERA, 1-1, 9 appearances, and 15 innings pitched for the Redhawks. Now stepping out of the box is Harkey. With an 0-1 count, runners at first and second, and two outs, both those runners aboard are the responsibility of Aaron Bahan. Here's the 0-1 from the southpaw, working from the third base side of the rubber. Checks the runner. The lead runner at second kicks and deals. Ground ball toward the third baseman. Gloves, looks the runner. And he's going to go the short way to second base, so fielder's choice technically in the scorebook, but 5-3, Peng is erased, and the side is retired. Shepard comes in and keeps the damage to a minimum. Those two runs charged to Bahan, as we will cut to break here. As we head to the bottom of the third inning, 3-2, the Colt 45s lead it after Shepard slams the door. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, a 5-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from Meatball Group for patient safety, Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Tyler Shepard, great job of slamming the door, comes in relief following his semester with Simpson, as everyone here is dancing around to YMCA. Slams the door, and so far, two runs on four hits. Two errors for the Watsonville Aggies.
for the Colt 45s. Three runs on three hits. They have one error. So far, the Watsonville Aggies have left four aboard. The Colt 45s have left two, as Colin Melrose will continue facing off against this Colt 45s lineup. Nicholas Cabello, Andrew Mora, and then Bodie Joyner will be facing off against him. Right-hand hitting Cabello to the plate with the Sox up high. First pitch to Cabello, breaking ball in there for a called strike one. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Colin Melrose. Swing and a miss for strike two.
Hey, if you signed up for the peak of the squeeze report now.
No balls and two strikes. Melrose peering in. Yo, two, a line shot towards the third baseman on the backhand gloves. Strong throw to first, goes past the first baseman and caroms off the dugout. And into second base, the throw is not going to be in time. A strong throw made by the catcher, Caden Smith, over there in foul territory, but into second base, sliding head first is Cabareo. He'll reach second base on the E5. It's another error for the Aggies. So Cabareo will reach first and four for the second straight time now, both on E5s. Now Andrew Mora to the plate, and he did some damage his first time up on that solo shot. Here's the first pitch from Melrose to Mora. The outer half the plate for called strike one. Owen 1 to Mora. Left-hand hitter, the open stance. 0-0 Melrose comes set, checks the runner at second. That's Cabareo with some dirt on the front of his uniform. Now the 0-1 swing and a miss. Got him to chase the inside pitch down and in. So Cabareo in scoring position here in a 3-2 ball game. The 0-2 count to the lefty Mora. Here's the pitch from Melrose out of the stretch of the first base side of the rubber. This is low. Try to get brought up into the zone. One and two with nobody out. And the runner on second. 3-2 here in the bottom of the third. Melrose checks the runner at second, kicks and deals. This is low and in, smothered by Caden Smith. Momentarily lost it. Now he finally picks it up, and remaining at second base is Cabareo. Now a 2-2 count on Mora. He's worked himself back towards an even count, all level now. Here in the bottom of the third, as darkness has officially fallen. Again, the lights have taken full effect about an inning ago. Here's the 2-2. The infield shifted the pole on the left-hand hitting Mora. Runner goes. Taken up and away. Throw down to third base. In time! Cabareo caught stealing on the 2-5. That is out number one, even to the dismay of some fans here who thought he might have gotten that hand in on the swim move. Now one out and a full count for Andrew Mora, who last time he had a full count in his first at-bat. Back in the first, put one over the wall to the left of the 370 mark out there. Now the payoff from the righty Melrose in the first base side. Kick steals. It's a line shot toward left. Just foul. Just a little bit late on it. So the count remains full at three balls and two strikes. See, we'll retrace his steps back to the batter's box. Three and two, he digs back in. The open stance. Melrose, Reddies, kicks and deals the payoff. So a little shot down the right field line, slicing, foul. As the battle continues a little bit earlier in that one, almost had the distance, but just pulled it outside the line. Again, Mora will retrace his steps. Three balls and two strikes. He's going to check his bat, make sure it's still all good. Cloudy skies overhead, and sitting at about 64 degrees. A beautiful night for baseball, enjoying the absence of the heat. The typical Redding heat, at least a couple of days away, thankfully. Now the payoff with one out, again from Melrose. Bowed back to the screen, tried to blow the fastball by him, just getting a piece of it was more. That bat speed coming in clutch to stay alive. Three foul balls now. Here in the bottom of the third with two out, with one out rather, and nobody on after Nicholas Caballero was caught stealing at third base. Here's the payoff again from Colin Melrose to lefty Andrew Mora. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the breaking ball upstairs. That is the third K for Colin Melrose. And that will bring up Bodie Joyner, who reached on a single his first time up. Who would later come around to score.
Designated hitter,
number 23. On a 2-2 count, it was when he hit that single. It's now turned into not necessarily a cold night at the ballpark, but a chilly given summer ball, but we're still very early on in the summer season, of course, with Redding getting that heat a little bit later, more toward June. Here's a first pitch, is swung on and missed for strike one by Bodie Joyner. Number 23 for the Colt 45s, the Jordan number. Wide open stance for the righties. The catcher, Caden Smith, sets up away. This one's fouled off the leg for strike two. Joyner now in an 0-2 hole. Colt 45s might go 1-2-3 for the first time tonight. Again, here in the bottom of the third. Here's the 0-2. Just misses up and away. Thought it was going to be called a strike on the outside corner at the belt. But just a bit off the plate. One ball, one, two, strike, a gutsy take there from Joyner. With the open stance, waves the bat back and forth. Melrose gets a sign, comes set from that first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 1-2. Ring him up, strike three called. Joyner knew it, everybody else did too. It's a backward K as the fastball flies right through the heart of the zone. And it's 3-2 after three here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in Redding, California. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Look at me.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Every day, your life is filled with choices.
And welcome back.
When a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Runner on first after the single on the 2-1 count by Rex Thompson is now Joseph Tapia to the plate, and after a foul ball, an 0-1 count. And run on first being held on by Mora. That's Thompson. Colt 45 is looking for two up the middle. Shaded at double play depth and a little bit to pull on the righty. This one's foul tipped into the glove of Jones, who holds onto it. Four strike, two, nobody out here in the top of the fourth inning. Tyler Shepard out there working for the third base side in his first full inning of work after taking over for Bahan in the third. Swing and a miss. For out number one, Tapia, swinging and missing at that pitch. And now A.J. Lehapava will step up to the plate. He's grounded out and reached on an error tonight. Left-hand hitter. Colt 45 still at double play depth with the outfielder shaded a couple of steps to pull on the lefty. Mora holding on the runner at first. That's Thompson. Shepard checks the runner at first. The lefty kicks and deals. The line shot foul. Hooked it and pulled it way foul. Down the toward the Aggie bullpen and by that 310 mark. As Bragg will play it back from foul territory. Now Shepard with a new baseball readies. Kicks and deals the 0-1 out of the stretch. Runner not going. Poked at. Back toward us and right up over the booth. A couple of the kids almost got into a scrum over it, just trying to beat one another there. Quick pickoff sent back to first is not in time. Diving back is Thompson in safely. An 0-2 count on Leopava. Wide open stance deep in the box for the lefty. Barely bending at the knees. Now time called. Everyone will step back and take a breather. Darkness all around. A beautiful dark navy blue with lots of cloud cover. And thankfully, no showers for first pitch. The 0-2 is absolutely pulled toward the parking lot, all the way toward the library over there to the about 5 o'clock if home plate was the center of a clock. Count remains. No balls and 2 strikes. Way out in front was Leopava. The 0-2 bowed back to the screen as the battle continues. Tyler Shepard with a new baseball. We'll rub it up a little bit. Now peer in. Tyler Shepard, another returner from last year for the Colt 45s. Here in this top of the fourth inning, peering at the belt, glove up near his front hip. Now comes set from the first base side, checks a runner first. Deep breath, kicks and deals. The 0-2. Poked at Mora, diving play to his right. Ruff throws a second for one. The relay to first by Mark Anthony Carroll is not going to be in time. Tyler Shepard was there to retrieve the throw. They get the lead runner. A fantastic play by Andrew Mora, diving to his right, but save it first on the fielder's choice. Erased on the 3-6 is Rex Thompson. Mark Anthony Carroll was there at second base. Did everything he could to get a lot on that throw toward first, but wasn't quite enough to nab the runner. The speedy A.J. Leopava reaching on the fielder's choice. 2 outs now for the right-hand hitting Charlie Kawada, who has singled and walked tonight. Mora holding on the runner at first. Leopava, first pitch hit in the air toward right center. Playable for Parker, and Brad converging on it will be Parker, who will settle underneath it and squeeze it up the alley for the out. The side is retired. 1 hit, no runs. As the Aggies fail to score, they leave 1. It's 3-2 after 3.5 here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health. It's a fully accredited chest pain center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field. Again, this is Jacob Green here with you on KCNR Shasta Reading. It's great to have you with us here on opening night. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. So far, it's a 3-2 ball game, a very interesting one. All those runs coming in separate frames. 3 runs in the bottom of the first for the 45s, and then the top of the third, Watsonville was able to get 2 back in the top of the third. As the Aggies, through their warm-up, call it Melrose with his final throw. Now to the plate will be Preston Conklin. He'll be due up along with Mark Anthony Carroll and Arthur Jones. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Preston Conklin. tick deal. Catches the knee on the inner half for a called strike one. Now the 0-1. Somebody burned a little something on the grill. We got some smoke up above us. Which has a little bit of an eerie effect, which is pretty cool. This one misses in the dirt for ball two. Two balls and one strike to Conklin as smokiness has carried over to the top of home plate. Getting that grill back down, get the fire off. Cooking up those absolutely delicious burgers. Ground beef blended up with a little Wagyu. Best burger you'll have here in town. Here's a 2-1. Check swing, but caught the inside corner regardless. Two balls and two strikes. Two and two with nobody out. Melrose comes set. Kicks and deals the 2-2. So ground ball toward the shortstop on the back end. 5-6 hole hits the lip over his glove and into left field for a base hit on the sharp ground ball. And Conklin into first base with the single. Colin Melrose able to pump it in there. Looks like high 80s. Right around 85 or so for a 6'4" right-hander. Looks to be about 6'4" standing on top of the mound. Now Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate, shortstop. He grounded out to the pitcher his first time up, a returner from last year where Mark Anthony Carroll hit 292. Quick move on over to first just to keep Conklin honest, but he's back standing up, still strapping on that oven mitt, the sliding glove. On the right hand, being held on by Sanchez. That smoke getting to me, apparently. This one misses inside, misses the glove. Smith can't find it. It's way back behind him. Umpire's going to move out of his way, rounding second, and almost heading for three, but instead decides to hold at second base as he made a wide turn on the bag. He ruled a wild pitch. As Caden Smith was having to jump up out of the crouch to locate that baseball. Had to make a nod to Jump by Van Halen off the album 1984 playing in the background. Shout out my dad with the help of my music taste. Also David Wiley back in the studio again. He's responsible for all the soundtracks you hear throughout the ball game. So if you like the music, that's all him. Here's the 0-1 showing bunt and fouling it off for strike two. Is Mark Anthony Carroll. Doing all we can to provide you a great live experience with Colt 45's baseball. And the music, and obviously a big factor in that. We have some signature songs for certain segments of the show, but for the most part, it is David Wiley engineering those things for you. So, again, if you like it, that's all my producer back in the studio with KCNR. So special thanks to David here in our third season, our second full season together, the dynamic duo. Here's the 0-2. Popped up toward right, playable for the right fielder and the second baseman, Pang and Kawada, and it's Kawada squeezing it, and they'll catch it for out number one. So Carroll pops out to the right fielder in shallow right field, calling off the second baseman, Noah Pang. They'll bring up Arthur Jones, who grounded out to the catcher. His first time up, and the little squib right in front of the plate. Now Melrose climbs up.
Hold for processing.
Yes.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store. We're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
Left-hand hitter with the open stance.
The internet cut out on me.
Going around the bunt. And a back pick down to first. Holding onto it is Caden Smith. So some technical difficulties on our side of things. Our apologies for that. All that you missed was a little RBI by Arthur Jones. A sharp line drive up the middle. Coming around to score from second was Preston Conklin. Courtesy runner out there at first base for the catcher, I believe. He's at first base. Now it's left-hand hitting Tyson Bragg to the plate. It wouldn't be opening night without some technical difficulties here, as this one's hit foul out of play off to our left.
Oh, you are? He wants one. You should try to find that guy. Yeah. You want to.
Now an 0-2 count on the left-hand hitting Bragg.
Oh, yeah. He's going to go.
Our runner goes. A little sinking line drive, and it will land between all three fielders. Holding it second, though, is Arthur Jones. Thought about turning at second base and trying for three, but it was played back rather quickly by Lehapava. With one out, runners on first and second. Showing bunt is Zanizer pulling back. Getting with one out here in eight. Now 4-2 ball game. Jones at second. Bragg aboard at first. After the single. So top of the order. As this one bunted, foul up the first baseline. It was going to circle back toward fair territory, but the first baseman Sanchez able to glove it in foul territory before it went back. So now everyone will retrace their steps.
Man, that was 2017. That was.
So a 1-1 count. Zanizer working that 1-1 count with runners at first and second. Now Sanchez will hold the runner on at first. That's Bragg. I'll actually play in front of him on the rim of the infield grass. About 6 feet off the bag. Here's the 1-1. This is way up and in for ball two. 2-1 count, one out. Here in a 4-2 ball game at the 45s lead. Again with one out, so the Aggies looking for two on the infield. Here's the 2-1, the Zanizer. Swing and a miss to even the count up. Two balls and two strikes. The local kid, Tyler Zanizer, had five homers last year for the 45s. From Palisadro, California and Shasta College. 6'185". Here's the 2-2 with one out. Aggies looking for the twin killing. Just a bit inside. Gutsy take there from Zanizer. The breaking ball didn't quite break over the plate. That will fill the count up. Three balls and two strikes as we await the payoff pitch from Colin Meldos, who's pitched a great game tonight for the Aggies. Only given up four runs and three hits plus the three in this inning. Check swing, but dropped by the catcher. Zanizer will work the walk as he did not go around. As that will fill the bases. There's ducks on the pond. The 45s looking to get some more meat on the table here in a 4-2 ball game that they lead here in the bottom of the fourth. The right-hand hitting D'Amico Parker to the plate, who's 0-2 tonight with a strikeout and a fly out to left. Infield draws the corners in just on the rim of the infield grass, including the third baseman Thompson and then Sanchez, the first baseman. His first pitch right at the knee on the inner half, called strike 1-2 to D'Amico Parker, the center fielder for the 45s. An 0-1 count. Again, bases loaded, but there's a force at every base with one out for the Aggies. That's why the corners are in. The middle infield is shaded up the middle. Breaking ball floats in there for a called strike 2. Parker watching the off-speed float in. Now in an 0-2 hole here in the bottom of the fourth. See, Reddy's with the wide stance, right-hand hitter slightly open. The 0-2 with one out. It's a breaking ball hit in the air toward left, but it's playable for Hartke. Just got under it. He'll squeeze it. Now the throw in, right to the cutoff. The throw home is going to be passed, and Melrose, the pitcher, backing up the play, able to squeeze it. Went right past the catcher, the throw rather quickly from the cutoff man, the shortstop Tapia, or the third baseman Thompson, rather. So on the sacrifice fly by Parker, that's out number two, but coming in to score was Arthur Jones. Zanizer held it first and Bragg held it second. Jones comes in to score. It's now 5-2 with two outs for the right-hand hitting Cabareo, who has reached on an E5 two times tonight. So he hits a fastball swung on into right field for a base hit. Rounding third is Bragg. The throw in is not going to be in time. In with a head first slide is Tyson Bragg. It's now 6-2, the 45s lead. Zanizer moves up to third, and an RBI single for Nicholas Cabareo. That's his first hit of the season. Now Andrew Moore to the plate, who has homered and struck out swinging. But before we get to that, it will be Rich Miramontes taking it back. Head coach Ken Nakagawa will go out to the mound. Looks like he might take the baseball from Colin Meldos. It will be the end of his night. As we look at a new pitcher, there's a couple of arms warming up out there way out in right field. And they're going to chat things over here at the mound. Might be Melrose's last batter. They're just trying to buy some time for the bullpen out there as they're getting up and warm in a hurry. So Melrose is going to stay in the game. to face off against Andrew Mora here in the bottom of the fourth. In a 6-2 ball game, after three runs have now come around to score, there's runners at first and third with two outs. First pitch to Mora, breaking ball, throw down. Thought he was going to throw down to second base with the runner breaking for second, but instead throws down to third to try and nab the lead runner, Zanizer. They're going to try for that double steal. Caballero takes second base uncontested. Mora working a 1-0 count. An 0-1 count, rather. That pitch was taken for a strike. Here's the 0-1. Break the ball. Fouled up right over our heads and toward the grill and the bocce ball courts. Back behind us. No balls and two strikes to Andrew Mora. No balls and two strikes to Andrew Mora. Melrose peering in. Comes set. Kicks and deals. There's a little flare toward the second baseman, leaping forward. It's over his head into right field for a base hit. Kawada will play it back, coming around to score. Sliding in with the head first slide. All the way from second base is Caballero. Now 8-2, the 45's lead. Andrew Mora with the 2 RBI single. And that will be the ninth batter of the inning. And the joiner will step up to the plate. He will face off against Colin Melrose. So it's Melrose's inning to finish, it seems like. Runner goes, showing bunt, throw down to second base. On the line, but not in time. In with the stolen base is Andrew Mora. Flying in there, showing off the wheels. Joyner has singled and struck out looking tonight. His third at-bat here on this opening night. Second pitch from Melrose is on the outer half. Called for strike two. No balls and two strikes after the bunt attempt was no good. Here's the 0-2 from Melrose. Kicks and deals. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Gloves. Throws to first. In time. 6-3. The side is retired. It finally comes to an end. But 5 runs score. Mora stranded. So 5 runs on what seemed like about 5 hits. For the Colt 45, tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. 1115 Newton Street. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered healthcare with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. Be right back here on KCNR Shasta Reading after this message from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here, KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. I'm Jacob Green. It is great to have you with us here on opening night of the 2026 season. It's now an 8-2 ball game that the Colt 45s lead here in the top of the fifth inning. Tyler Shepard out there for a second full inning report. We'll be facing off against Amani Wilson, Caden Smith, and J.J. Sanchez. Amani Wilson, 1-for-2 tonight with a single and a pop-out. It's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter with a wide stance, slightly open, as the southpaw Shepard from the third base side kicks and deals. There on the outer half, right at the belt for called strike one. Now the 0-1 from Shepard. Swing and a miss, blew it by him. Four strike two. 8-2 here in the bottom of the fifth. Or the top of the fifth, rather. Goodness gracious. Got ahead of myself. Here's the 0-2. Bounced it in there. This is for a ball. So five runs in the bottom half of the fourth has given the Colt 45s an 8-2 lead and lots of insurance to work with here for Tyler Shepard. Here's the 1-2 as he kicks and deals. Just misses up and away. Looked like it was over the plate, but just a bit high. A little bit upstairs. 2-2 now. So 2-2. Swing! And the base blew it by him. For out number one. That's the second strikeout for Tyler Shepard. Got him swinging. Now Caden Smith to the plate, who's popped out and grounded out. Pretty big catcher. Like I said, same size as the starting pitcher Melrose, who looks to be about 6'3 or 6'4. Rather lengthy frame on him. Right-hand hitter with the open stance. Here's a pitch from the lefty Shepard. This is upstairs for ball one. Shepard, a Simpson University Red Hawk, got to call games for him this last spring and then was with the 45s last summer as well. The lefty kicks and deals. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase the heater again. Let's see. Kicks some dirt around on the third base side of the rubber. Infield shift to the pole. Playing a little bit back. Mora about 10 feet off the bag at first. A little bit behind the bag. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. Got him to chase. Low and away. One and two. Shepard readies. Deep breath. Kicks and deals. Swing! That thing blows it by him yet again. Great call from the catcher Jones, who had that glove up and ready, up and away, blew the heater up and away, and just got him to chase. For round number two, back-to-back swinging strikeouts for Tyler Shepard. We'll bring up J.J. Sanchez, who has struck out swinging and reached on the hit-by-pitch back in the third, his first time facing Tyler Shepard. Left-hand hitter. Fouls this one back to the screen for strike one. Oh and one with two outs, nobody on. You're in an 8-2 ball game in the top of the fifth. Waving the bat back and forth is J.J. Sanchez. Shepard readies from the third base side of the rubber, comes set, kicks and deals. Catches the outside corner right at the knee for a called strike two. Shepard Shepherd readies. Now the 0-2. It's a ground ball toward the second baseman, Conklin. Gloves moving to his right. Flips the first in time. 4-3. And the side is retired. The Aggies go 1-2-3. It's 8-2. We're halfway through our ball game tonight. After 4.5, the Colt 45s lead it. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. They are a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hey neighbors, have you ever wondered where you can find a store that truly feels like home? Well, look no further. Grange Co-op has been community-focused since 1934, and guess what? We're not just a store, we're owned by customers just like you. Yep, that's right. It's all about community here. So why choose Grange Co-op? When you shop with us, you're not just supporting a store, you're supporting a community. Grange Co-op has what you need for your home, garden, pets, and farm. Grange Co-op, where the values of yesterday meet the needs of today.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello everyone, and welcome back here to Tiger Field on opening night. It is the bottom of the fifth inning. I believe we have a new pitcher on in relief for the Watsonville Aggies. If I could spy his number, here is my lack of 20/20 vision. It is the 9 of someone here on the roster. We'll see if I, there we go, Trey Silva out of Menlo College. So Trey Silva will take over for Melrose, who goes 4 innings. Tended to go to Menlo. First pitch misses for a ball against Preston Conklin, who's singled twice tonight. Right-hand hitter, even stance. It's a line shot. Shortstop gloves. Tapia throws to first in time. Great play by Tapia. Gliding to his left, back to the left field side of the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass. Flip to first in time for the 6-3. Four out number one, that will bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, who's ground out and popped out tonight. So we are here in the bottom of the fifth. Again, Colin Melrose went 4 innings of 8 runs on 8 hits. And those 3 errors from his defense behind him ended up costing him. Here's a ground ball toward the second baseman, plays on a couple of hops, slips to first. Great job by the second baseman, Pang, to be patient on that ground ball and make a quick snappy throw to first. But the first baseman, Sanchez, was there for the 4-3, quickly two away. Here in the bottom of the fifth, and now two gone already for Arthur Jones, the catcher.
And, how long has Carroll been with us?
Mark Anthony Carroll in his second season with the Colt 45s. He was here last year. Of course, he was... Again, I believe I said 11 of 13 in that stolen base department, showing off the wheels. 11 for 14, rather. This pitch is taken for called strike one by Arthur Jones, the backstop for tonight's starting pitcher, Aaron Bayhan. Now Tyler Shepherd, the reliever. Infield playing straight up along with the outfield. Shaded a couple of steps toward left. Here's the 0-1. Fires a fastball in there, but just off the plate. Trey Silva, I believe we saw last year. A couple of times. Also, the Aggies, well, the change of the colors, because I believe they actually had yellow jerseys last year, but they have red now this year, as I said in the pregame show. red tops, white bottoms, and then the white script across the chest that say Aggies and that cursive lettering. Here's the 1-1 delivery to Jones. Swing and a miss.
And this is their kind of weather, right?
With an 8-2 lead also, Colt 45s seem to have the green light from Bob Anderson to swing pretty much anything close. And again, absence of heat here in early summer, so Colt 45 is taking full advantage of it. Cool weather, but the bats are hot. A 1-2, swing and a miss. And on cue proves me wrong as Jones chases the breaking ball low and away. Swung on and missed as the Colt 45s go 1-2-3 at the end of 5. The Colt 45s lead by a score of 8-2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, which is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. They're a 5-star recipient for treatment of heart failure, respiratory failure, and named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety, as well as an A-grade award from LeapFrog Group for patient safety. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Ready, Colt 45.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's Evan Frazier out of Trinidad, California, College of the Redwoods, taking over for Tyler Shepard, who went 2 1/3 for the Colt 45s, allowing one hit and no runs. First pitch hit in the air toward left. Sanizer giving chase, playable for him. He'll circle it, settle, and squeeze it for out number one. As Noah Pang flies out to lead things off. Top of the sixth. Cody Hartke to the plate now.
Right down there.
0-2 count now on the right end hitting Hartke, who's flied out and reached on the fielder's choice. As the 0-2 again, waved at, swung on and missed. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Cody Hartke down on strikes. Two gone. And the right-hand hitting Rex Thompson, who's popped out and singled tonight. this one on the inside corner, right at the knees. I leave in the count of a one ball and one strike. This one misses wide for ball two. So two and one now. To the right-hand hitter. Infield shift to the pull on him. Out of the windup, the 2-1. Breaking ball hit in the air toward left. Zanizer is going to camp out there. Now come in a couple of steps. Playable for him. And that is out number three. The side is retired as the Watsonville Aggies go 1-2-3 after 5.5 complete. The 45s lead by a score of 8-2. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Redding. They are a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hi, everyone. This is Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us here on opening night of Colt 45's baseball. The bottom of the sixth, leading things off, will be Tyson Bragg, followed by the top fielder, Tyler Zanizer, and D'Amico Parker. It's our first pitch from righty Trey Silva. Check swing and called for a ball, I believe. See if the scoreboard updates as Silva peers in. Now the delivery. This is up and away for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. With nobody out and nobody on. Going around a bunt, pops it up, and the crowd right there with the Sandlot sound band. It's picked up by a fan over there. So one ball and two strikes now. Correction. The first pitch was taken for a strike on the check swing. So one and two. This one misses low. Over but low. This count climbs to two balls and two strikes. Nobody out, nobody on. Watsonville Aggies down by six, but running out of time to score. Zanizer on deck. Silva peers in. Now comes set from the first base side. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Right on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Got it to sink in there. Paint the edge. And Bragg is down a-looking. That is out number one. That'll bring up the top of the order. And Tyler Zanizer in the bottom of the sixth. He has lined out, been hit by a pitch, stole second, and then walked where he would come around to score. Palisadro native. just about 10 minutes up the road. First pitch to him, and right through the heart, called strike one by on the pitch from Trey Silva. With one out, Silva working slower. Now the 0-1. Very methodical with it as he delivers a fastball up in the zone on the outer half for a called strike two, so that's working for him. Very calm demeanor out there on the hill. Getting the Aggies down by six in an 8-2 ball game. Plenty of time to work with, but can't give up any more runs. Wide open stands for the right-hand hitting Tyler Zanizer, Palisadero native, as Silva comes set, kicks and deals the 0-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Back-to-back strikeouts, both looking for Trey Silva. That strike zone expanding with the passage of time here on opening night, given the score as well. A little bit more liberal with the zone as a home plate umpire. And now D'Amico Parker, who's K'd, flown out, and had that sacrifice fly in the fourth. Open stance for the righty, deep in the box. All right, on the outside corner for a called strike one. Now tapping the plate with his bat. Climbs back in the box as Parker. See, ready, waves the bat back and forth. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Almost got a piece of it. Chase the heater. Now in an 0-2 hole. Some motions from the third base coach just to settle down. Again, most of these hitters now given the green light, given the 8-2 score. So they're up by 6. Don't have a lot left to lose with it being the bottom of the 6th inning. The Aggies don't have a lot of time to work with. Now the 0-2. Misses upstairs for ball one. Hat coming off of the process for Trey Silva. He's going to go for a little saunter on the back slope of the mound. Messes with his cap. Now a wipe of the hand. Reddy's glove dangling up in front of him. Ball tucked behind him. Now comes set. Glove at the belt. From the first base side. Kicks and deals. The 1-2. This is wide. 2-2 now. To Tyler Zanizer. Again, going for another saunter around the back slope of the mound. Peering in to get his sign is Trey Silva on in relief back in the fifth, his second full inning of work now. 2-2, looking to strike out the side. Facing off against D'Amico Parker, the 2-2 off the plate for ball three. That will fill the count up at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trey Silva has 3 strikeouts to his name already tonight and an inning and 2/3. Now set to deliver the payoff. Silva peers in at his catcher, Caden Smith. Now readies. Comes set, kicks and deals the payoff to Parker. It's hit in the air toward right center. Lehipava giving chase, called off by the right fielder, Kawada, who will settle underneath it and squeeze it on the run for the out as the Colt 45s go. 1-2-3, no runs, no hits, nobody left. It's 8-2 after 6 here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, and is a fully accredited chest pain center. It's at 1100 Butte Street, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Everyone, and welcome back. First pitch to Watsonville Aggies 9-hitter Joseph Tapia. He's in there for called strike one from the righty Evan Fraser. Now waved at. 1-2 now. There's the 1-2 delivery. Foul tips. Goes off the catcher and then off the umpire to make the count. To keep the count, one ball and two strikes, rather. The new baseball is delivered to the righty Evan Fraser from Trinidad, California, and College of the Redwoods. Here's the 1-2 pitch out of the windup. This is way low and away. This count moves to 2-2. Breaking ball just misses the bottom of the zone. Tried to float it in there, but it was just below the knees for the right-hand hitting Joseph Tapia. Shortstop who's grounded out and struck out swinging tonight. The payoff. Foul tip back to the screen, and we'll do it again. 3-2 as we approach the seventh inning stretch here. With nobody out here in the top half of the seventh. A wide open stance for the right-hand hitter. The payoff yet again. This is low, and Tapia wins the battle, works the walk, free 90 feet, and the leadoff batter is aboard for the Aggies as A.J. Lehapava to the plate, who's grounded out, reached on an error, and reached on a fielder's choice.
And I'm back. Center fielder, number 52.
Now the runner goes and bobbled by the catcher in, diving at first, uncontested on the stolen base is Tapia. That puts him in scoring position. So umpires will have to shift over. One ball and no strikes. The 1-0 delivery misses up and away to the left hand hitting Lehapava. Two and oh. This one misses low in the dirt for ball three. Now 3-0 again, on the outside corner, gets it in there for called strike one, as Evan Fraser rallies back in the count, with nobody out, the runner on second, after the walk and then stolen base. So 3-1 is fouled back, right back toward us almost, off the netting, that will fill the count. Three balls and two strikes. Silva, back-to-back full counts. Frazier, rather, back-to-back full counts. World and bluff throwback to first, or second, rather, not in time. Blocked by a pole, completely screened. Thought he was going to hold on to it and just eat it for a second, not make the throw. Now the payoff again. That will miss inside. Back-to-back walks now issued, and the Aggies might have something going. As Eric Winchester, the pitching coach, is going to stroll on out to the mound, buy the bullpen some time as Bob Anderson motions to get them loose faster. Get another arm up there as well. Getting up in a hurry is one of the relievers for the Colt 45s as the whole infield comes in to chat things up with Evan Frazier as well. Again, Trinidad native, College of the Redwoods. Player right, 6'2", 190. The whole infield in. Runners at first and second with nobody out. A ground ball away from turning two and the inning taking on a very different setting. But right now there's nobody out and runners at first and second. A lot can happen here for the Aggies and for the Colt 45s. You just don't want to become unraveled. You're up by six, but the Aggies threatening here with two aboard. So now the meeting on the mound broken up. To Eric Winchester, chased back to the dugout by the home plate umpire. Chat things up with the home plate umpire, who I believe, if I recognize the face, I don't have the names of the umpires, unfortunately, but I believe he's umpired a handful of games at Simpson University as well, where Eric Winchester pitched for a couple of years and set a handful of records as well. We called him Fireball Away. He also has the strikeout record here for the Colt 45s and had a no-hitter a couple of seasons ago. The first pitch to the right-hand hitting, Charlie Kawada misses wide for ball one. Runners at first and second. Infield shifted the pull on the righty. Mora playing about 12 to 15 feet off the bag over there at first. This one misses low. Throw it down to second base on a hop. Not in time, trying to keep Tapia honest over there with a big secondary lead. Two balls and no strikes after that pitch was taken low, and the throw down to second was off the infield grass and handled on the backhand by Conklin. Now the 2-0. This is low and away for ball three. Evan Frazier just unable to find the strike zone here in this top of the seventh inning. Now Frazier comes set from the first base side. Kicks and deals. Right down Broadway. Catches the bottom of the zone. To make it three balls and one strike. With nobody out. Colt 45 is looking for two on the infield. They want that twin killing to get two outs. Swing and a miss for strike two. This count goes full for the third straight batter. Frazier had a unblemished sixth inning, but now a little bit more sketchy here in the top of the seventh. There's the payoff. Breaking ball on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. Kawada, are you looking to bind it? He says, no thanks. I'm just looking. That is out number one. As Amani Wilson will step to the plate. Now the Colt 45s, they're ground ball away from rolling it up and heading back to the dugout for the seventh inning stretch. Open stance for the right-hand hitter. With one out, runners on first and second. Infield shifted to pull. Again on the right-hand hitter. This pitch misses wide. It's now a 2-0 count on Wilson. Ground ball toward Mark Anthony Carroll back behind the second base bag. It's going to trickle through. slow turnaround third, but without a throw that will hold the runners at first and second as a throw from the center fielder D'Amico Parker backing up the play was just lollipopped in. Holding it second is Leia Pava. Wilson reaches on the single, and Tapia came around to score. So one run in, it's now 8-3 here in the top of the seventh. After a couple of walks and now a hit for Caden Smith, who's popped out, grounded out, and struck out swinging. With one out, double play still in order, breaking ball on the inner half, called strike one right at the knees. Awaiting tonight's rendition of God Bless America on Veteran Appreciation Night, here on opening night. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Evan Fraser. Swing and miss for strike two. Thought about the back pick down to second base, but back on the bluff throw was Leia Pava. The 0-2 to the right-hand hitting Caden Smith, the cleanup batter for the Aggies. This is wide. Wide open stance for the righty. One and two with one out. Fraser comes set, checks the lead runner at second. Turns, whirling a bluff back to second. Gets the runner to retreat back. That's Leia Pava. Wilson at first. Infield playing behind them. Again, looking for two on the infield. The second baseman, Conklin, shaded way up the middle towards second base. The 1-2 delivery. The outside corner for down to first base. Beyond the reach of Mora, it goes all the way into right field. Bragg will have to play it back from foul territory. Mora calling for the cutoff. He's going to gather. Goes through him where it's picked up by the catcher. Now everybody is safe. And a swing and a miss on the play. So down on strikes after all that is Caden Smith. But the throw down to first base was wide. So Leia Pava comes around to score on the E2. Wilson moves to second base on the E2 as well. But now there's two outs for J.J. Sanchez, who's K'd, been hit by a pitch, and grounded out. So layers and layers of just oddities, as the back pick toward first was way over the head of Mora, leaping and climbing the ladder, but it was beyond him as that pitch is in there for a called strike one. Get to the right-hand hitting J.J. Sanchez with the shin guard on his left leg, wide open stance deep in the box. As Evan Fraser comes set from the first base side, checks the runner at second, kicks and deals the 0-1. This one's popped up foul territory. Mora giving chase, getting not quite enough room. Almost took out the umpire with his shoulder in the process for a long and loud strike two. Mora barking that he was going to get it, but then it was just toward the batting cage over there on the right side. Now an 0-2 hole for J.J. Sanchez. Runner at second with two outs in an 8-4 ball game. This one's just a line shot towards Anheuser and left. He'll trot in and squeeze it for the out. And the side is retired. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California on Veteran Appreciation Night. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street. Shasta Regional delivers patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family. We'll be right back after these messages from Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back here to Tagger Field in Reading, California. Jacob Green, it's great to have you with us here in the bottom of the seventh. Two runs on the board in the top half for Watsonville, and now are down by only four. It's 8-4, the Colt 45's lead. Here on KCNR, Shasta Redding. So 1-0 to the right-hand inning, Nicholas Caballero, who's reached on the E5 twice, singled and stole second. He's also thrown out stealing third. That was back in the third. Now it's a 2-0 count on the 45's third baseman. Here's a 2-0 from the righty, Trey Silva. Fastball right on the outside corner to make the count 2-1. With nobody out, here in the bottom half of the seventh, Caballero, Mora, and Joyner do up. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and miss for strike two. Just didn't quite get a piece of it right on time with it, but... Now it's 2-2, and 8-4, bottom of the seventh. Seventh inning stretch. The kick, the delivery from Silva is a sharp line drive into right field for a base hit. And Caballero is aboard. He'll bring up Andrew Mora to the plate. Left-hand hitter had that home run in the first, struck out swinging in the third, and then singled and stole second in the fourth, but was stranded out there. First pitch to him on the outside corner right at the knees. A called strike one. The first baseman, Sanchez, holding on the runner at first. Pickoff attempt toward first, not in time. Diving back with the right hand is Caballero. Here in an 8-4, bottom of the seventh. Now the 0-1. Runner not going. Tried to deke them on the secondary lead. This one misses to make the count. One ball and one strike. On Andrew Mora, the lefty. And had that homer back in the first. Showing off some pop, hitting it out to the left of the 370 mark in right center field. Here's the 1-1 delivery from Trey Silva. Right there on the outside corner for called strike two. Mora laid off of it. Maybe thought it was going to be called a ball. Who knows? It's just right there on the outer edge. Great pitch from the righty Silva. Now he peers in, checks the runner at first. The righty out of the stretch delivers the 1-2 to Mora. In the dirt, check swing, no. Did not go around, smothered by Smith. And holding at first is Caballero. And if you're just joining us, it's 8-4. You're in the bottom of the seventh inning. Two balls and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora, one of the returners from last year, where he led the team in RBIs and walks. Here's the 2-2 delivery from the righty Silva to the left-hand hitting Mora with the runner on first being held on by Sanchez at first. Chopper toward the second baseman Pang. Charges, glove flip to short on the bag at second, relay to first, wide of the bag. Not in time. Mora was going to beat it out anyway, so erased on the 4-6. The second baseman Pang had to hurry to get the throw to second base in time. Mora reaches on the fielder's choice. As we have a pinch hitter here for the 45s. It's going to be the 14 of Chirito. Braden Chirito from Fresno, California and Fresno City College. Left-hand hitter. Okay. 6'1", 200 pounds. It's the first pitch to Braden Chirito. With a runner on first and one out, Watsonville, a double play away from heading to the eighth inning, down by only four. First pitch, right at the knees, a called strike one. They're in an 8-4 ball game. Didn't seem like it was going to be competitive early on, but then Watsonville struck back. They climbed back within one. Then the 45s put five on the board in the bottom of the fourth. And from there, it's basically been all the Colt 45s, but scoring coming in bunches. Quick pickoff attempt over to first, not in time. Diving back with the right hand was Nicholas Cabareo. An 0-1 count. Now on the outside corner for a called strike two. An 0-2 hole quickly for Chirito. His first at-bat of the year, pinch hitting for Bodie Joyner, the designated hitter. Here's the 0-2. Misses low. Count moves to 1-2. Left-hand hitter waves the wood back and forth a couple of times, taps the plate with his bat. Now readies with the even stance deep in the box. Silva bending at the belt, now comes set from the first base side. Kicks and deals a 1-2. This one's fouled off out of play. Off to the left. The count holds it, 1-2. Silva goes for a little stroll, now climbs back up. Back slope of the mound. Silva comes set. The 1-2 pitch to the left-hand hitting Chirito. Check swing. Back pick down to first base is not going to be in time. Back standing up is Mora. Two balls and two strikes. With one out. Now the 2-2 again from Silva. Runner not going. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second base. But again, the runner not going. Mora just trying to deke a throw down there. And Chirito down on strikes. He goes down swinging for out number two. And that will bring up Preston Conklin. Right-hand hitter with an even stance. Throw back over to first, not in time. Mora diving back, just trying to keep him honest. This Silva. That's Preston Conklin, the second baseman, who singled, stole second, singled, and grounded out tonight to the shortstop. It's fourth at-bat of the night. Here's the pitch from Silva. On the inside corner, called strike one.
And Conklin listed as a shortstop on Colts45.com.
Yeah, Conklin listed as a shortstop and just basically a middle infielder is what it seems to be if he's playing second base. And typically, shortstop and second base, they'll have be interchangeable. Same with third and second. Here's the 0-1 delivery. Right on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike two. And a game that has come to somewhat of a screeching halt, it feels like. Now with an 0-2 count, so we got some kids trying to get one of the balls off the top of the new tents up here over by the concessions as into a dive, picks it off the grass, not off the top of the grass, played on a short hop. And that's the right fielder, Kawada. Kawada coming in and just barely with the short pick. And it's a single that moves the runner up to third. That's Mora. So Conklin gets the single. We'll bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, who's grounded out twice and popped out tonight. It's a little bit of a sinking line drive. The right fielder Kawada into a dive. Thought he got it off the top of the grass for a second, but just able to get the short pick out there. Played it on a really short hop. There's a line shot at the middle and right at the second baseman who is moving over to second base to cover. And it's a line out to the second baseman. Talk about the right place at the right time as the Colt 45s threaten, but they fail to score. They leave two aboard on two hits. The side is retired as we head to the eighth inning. It's 8-4. The Colt 45 Shasta Regional Medical Center is tonight's sponsor for the game here on opening night. There are 226 beds, acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services, emergency medication, critical care, general and specialist surgery, and more. Again, that's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
On in relief. Looks like he'll be in charge of closing out this ball game for the Colt 45s. One of the returners from last year out of Bandon, Oregon. Nolan Bentley, rather. My apologies. Out of Eastern Oregon University. Got all of my names confused. Nolan Bentley out of Albuquerque, New Mexico. Right. 6'2", 160. One of the pitchers from last year taking over for Fraser. So he delivers a first pitch ball to Noah Pang. Pang, Hartke, and Thompson do up. That's 6-7-8 in the lineup. Noah Pang with that wide open stance. And the Sox up high. As his fastball is delivered right there on the outer half at the knees to even the count up at one ball and one strike. One and one, nobody out, nobody on. Here in the eighth of an 8-4 ball game. One misses up and away on the right-hand hitter. Let's bring that number eight. Pang with a couple of singles and a flyout tonight. There's a 2-1. This is low. Skips it in there, actually. It goes all the way back to the netting for ball three. So 3-1. Frazier went two innings of two-run, one-hit ball. Lots of the runs tonight unearned on both sides. A 3-1 goes right past the, right off the glove, rather, of Jones all the way to the backstop, but it doesn't matter because it's ball four, so the free pass issued to Pang to lead things off here in the top of the eighth inning of an 8-4 ball game. Cody Hartke to the plate now. Who's flown out, reached on the fielder's choice, and struck out swinging. Cody Hartke with an even stance. Now this one skipped in there, escapes the clutches of the catcher, throws down to second base, backed up by the shortstop Mark Anthony Carroll, who handles it and keeps it from going into center field. So a wild pitch, and Pang reaches second base. He's in scoring position now. There's a 1-0. Foul tipped and held on by the catcher, Jones. To make the count, one ball and one strike. One and one with nobody out and runner on second. Bentley checks the runner at second, kicks and deals the 1-1. Fastball on the outside corner at the belt for a called strike two. One and two. With nobody out. And now stepping out, calling time is Hartke. The 1-2 delivery. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called right at the belt. A little bit of a later strike three call from the home plate umpire, but all the Colt 45s will take it. That is out number one with the runner still at second. That's Noah Pang dancing off the bag over there in scoring position as Rex Thompson to the plate now. He's popped out, singled, and flown out. Made a couple of nice plays over there at the hot corner for the Watsonville Aggies. The first pitch from Bentley, kicks and deals. Fastball just a bit upstairs for ball one. One and oh. Deep breath by Bentley, checks the runner at second, kicks, deals. Right on the outside corner at the knees to even the count up. To the right-hand hitting Rex Thompson. Full darkness overhead. Is the 1-1. Misses wide. Smothered by Jones and keeps the runner at second base. Two and one now. with one out. Bentley still peering in. Infield shifted to pull. Here's the 2-1. Moore is about 15 feet off the bag over there at first. Foul tips back to the screen. Count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Again, Bentley peering in. Gets a sign and comes set. Now kicks and deals. It's a ground ball toward Moore at first. In between first and second, he's going to throw. In a foot race, Bentley able to get there. The throw was behind him, had a stutter step, and then take the ball himself on the 3-1. And in a battle that seemed to take ages, it's finally the second out. As Joseph Tapia will step up to the plate. He's grounded out, struck out, swinging, walked and stole second. Shortstop tonight for the Watsonville Aggies. With 2 gone and the runner moving up to third, that's Pang. You're in an 8-4 ball game, the top of the 8th inning with 2 outs. First pitch right on the outside corner. Called strike 1. The ball's in 1 strike with 2 gone. 8-4. But that 5th run for Watsonville is 90 feet away as this next pitch misses just a bit inside. That'll even the count up at 1 ball and 1 strike. There's the 1-1. Just a bit upstairs, a little bit above the belt. Two balls and 1 strike. Check swings. This one's fouled back past the catcher to even the count up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. This game, again, has just slowly started to trickle on with Bentley coming in and working way slower than the other pitchers here in this game. Nolan Bentley, the Albuquerque, New Mexico native, whom we saw last year here with the Colt 45s. Here's in it as catcher Jones comes set from the third base side of the rubber. Glove up at his belt. Deep breath. Kicks. Deals the 2-2. Off speed on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. A couple of backward Ks on the scorecard as we head to the bottom of the 8th inning as Bentley struts off the mound. It's 8-4 after 7.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Beach Street in Redding, California. They are a 226-bed acute care facility offering a comprehensive range of services from emergency medicine, critical care, general and specialty surgery, and more. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com. Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. We have a new pitcher on in relief for the Watsonville Aggies. a southpaw. It's going to be the lefty Joaquin Munoz out of Cabrillo College. Left-hand pitcher, as I said. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, after a big old goose egg was put up there in the top half of Watsonville. On this opening night of the 2026 campaign, I'm Jacob Green. It's great to have you with us. Next weekend, we'll welcome the Alameda Anchors to town to face off against your Reading Colt 45s in the second weekend series. And I'll have my color commentator back with me, Spencer Schlange. We got David Wiley in the studio tonight, back with us. As the five of Joaquin Munoz will conclude his warm-up tosses, he'll face off against Arthur Jones, Tyson Bragg, and then the top fielder, and Tyler Zanizer in the last bout of insurance runs here for the Colt 45s, if they can muster any. On what is a nice, calm, and cool evening here at Tiger Field, right around 60 degrees, cloud cover overhead, but a beautiful night all around. We're enjoying the absence of the heat, to say the least, because I believe tomorrow and then the day after it'll be getting up closer to 90 degrees. I'm wearing long sleeves tonight under my Salute to Service Coco Crisp Camo A's jersey in honor of Veteran Appreciation Night here at the ballpark, Tiger Field. In the historic Tiger Field here. It's been here for over 100 years. It's the 22nd season of Colt 45's Summer League Baseball with Rick Bassetti at the helm as the general manager. And from there, it's a whole trickle-down effect of game day staff and Bob Anderson at the helm within the dugout, putting together a roster and everything else. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Arthur Jones on the outside corner. Called strike one. Great pitch there from the lefty Joaquin Munoz. Here's the 0-1 from the lefty off the third base side, the sidewinding lefty as well. Now a 1-1 count. So that one was in on the hands. Trey Silva, three innings pitched, two hits, no runs, zero walks, and struck out four, matching the four strikeouts of Melrose, tonight's starting pitcher for Watsonville. Here's the 1-1 from the sidewinder. Foul tipped and not held on by the catcher, Caden Smith. Strike two nonetheless. One ball and two strikes. One and two. Misses wide, low and away. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out, and nobody on. Wide stance for the right in hitting Jones. The pitch misses wide to fill the count up at three balls and two strikes. The Colt 45s have only walked one time tonight. My math is correct. I didn't miss anything on my scorecard. But a couple of hit by pitches and then taking advantage of the errors, which was something they did really well last season. They walked a number of times. A total of 213 walks, and they struck out 229 times. So great balance there. Here's the payoff. It's hit in the air toward right, giving chase is Kawada, right to the track, reaching up toward the wall, and it's off the wall. It's going to carry him to the warning track, rounding second, cruising into third, the throw, and no tag, and it's a sliding in triple for Arthur Jones, the backstop. Wakes up the dugout and the crowd in the process, missed a home run by about a foot. about 10 to 15 feet in down the 310 mark, down the right field line, about 10 to 15 feet in toward right field. The wall juts out at a 45-degree angle, and that's exactly where he hit it, off the angled wall out there. And then it moves back to arc around the outfield. And if he would have hit it a little bit more to the right field foul line side, would have been over the wall. Now there's a runner at third with nobody out for the left-hand hitting Tyson Bragg, working an 0-1 count. And this one goes off of Tyson Bragg. He'll take first base on the hit by pitch. Now they'll bring up the top of the order and Tyler Zanizer. And I'll tell you where my color commentator is tonight. And David, I hope you're listening back in the studio. Otherwise, presenting a very boring game. Spencer Schlange is out there seeing Morgan Wallen tonight. Just losing out on some Colt 45's baseball, but Morgan Wallen, valid reason to not take in a baseball game and hop on the air with me. He was on the air a bunch of times with me during the Simpson University Redhawks season, where we called 9 different sports, if you count men's and women's sports being different, and 120 games total. He called a handful of those with me. It's the first pitch from the lefty to the right-hand inning. Zanizer misses wide for ball one. And, pretty decent reason to take a break after also completing a whole year of school in the process. So hopefully he'll enjoy that. We'll pester him with some questions next weekend when he's with me, when the Alameda Anchors come to town with Jerry Gibbs at the helm. Two balls and no strikes to Tyler Zanizer. Right-hand hitter with runners at the corners and nobody out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And I will definitely, in fact, be pestering Spencer with questions about Morgan Wallen as this one misses upstairs for ball three. Zanizer waves the bat back and forth. Now readies is the southpaw readies, checks the runners, kicks and deals right at the belt down the middle to make it 3-1. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Colt 45s with a huge opportunity to put some insurance on the board. They're up by 4. They hit a ground ball here. Aggies would definitely turn 2 on the infield and surrender the run. Here's a 3-1 pitch. Misses inside, and Zanizer works himself a walk as he gets aboard for the third time tonight. Hitless, but has gotten aboard 3 times via hit by pitch and 2 walks. And he has earned both of the walks tonight that have been issued to the Colt 45 batters, as D'Amico Parker will now step up to the plate for the Colt 45s. Right-hand hitter. He's struck out and flown out twice, and then had that sacrifice fly back in the fourth. So he takes a called strike 1. Bob Anderson barking some orders at Tyler Zanizer over there at first, taking his lead as far away from the first baseman as he can in order to not get backpicked. Bob Anderson telling him to push back toward right. This one misses wide to even the count of 1-1. So the base is loaded with nobody out. And when you're a runner on the bag, your running lane is established and your base path from whatever angle you take off from the base. Here's a 1-1. Line shot toward left, giving chase, reaching up. It's above his head onto the track and able to snare it on the run. The throw in is not going to be in time to nab Arthur Jones, who tags up on the play. He comes in to score on the second sacrifice fly of the night, both to left field, by D'Amico Parker, and it's now a 9-4 ball game. But one out for the third baseman, Nicholas Caballero, who's reached on an E5 twice and singled twice. His first pitch to him misses wide for ball one. Runners at first and second with one out. So we've eclipsed the 3-hour mark here in this ball game on opening night. The Watsonville Aggies in town for the first game of three. Here's the 1-0. Still looking for two on the infield are the Aggies. This one misses wide for ball two from the sidewinding lefty, Joaquin Munoz. Now the 2-0 as he checks the lead runner at second. That's Bragg. Now called for a balk. And everyone will move up 90 feet. That takes away the double play. So Zanizer moves to second. Tyson Bragg moves to third. A 2-0 count on Caballero. Fastball right on the outside corner. Make the count 2-1. Runners at second and third. That draws the third baseman even with the bag over there at third. Here's the 2-1 from the third base side. Breaking ball just a bit inside. This is a count to 3-1. Hitting the air toward right center. Giving chases. Kawada right to the track and off the wall. Play the carom. Coming in to score from third. Now rounding third. The throw-in is not going to be in time. It's a 2-RBI double for Nicholas Caballero. Zanizer rounding third came in to score. Bragg was able to trot in to score. And it's now 11-4. The Colt 45s have blown it wide open. Facing off against the sidewinding lefty in Joaquin Munoz. Now it's the left-hand inning Andrew Moore to the plate. As Caballero with the 2-RBI double will be out there at second base. Moore in his fifth at-bat of the night. Fourth. Technically, on paper, with the fielder's choice in the previous at-bat. Doesn't count as an at-bat, but only a plate appearance. Misses low for ball one. Runner at second with one out. And a 1-0 count. Munoz comes set, kick, steals the 1-0. This is inside. Andrew Moore would love another long ball here. He had one back in the first. Wide open stance for the lefty, deep in the box. Last year, the Colt 45 swept Watsonville in the opening series. And they're setting themselves up for success here. They won the first game by a score of 2-0. Now a 3-0 count on Mora. The second game by a score of 17-5. Then game three was won by a score of 13-3. Kind of had their way with Watsonville in game three. Here's the 3-0. This is off the plate, and Mora works a 4-pitch walk. They'll put runners at first and second, and the double play back in order as Braden Chiarito will get his second at-bat of the night as the whole infield will come in to chat things over with Munoz, and they're going to bring in a new arm. So we're going to cut to break here for the pitching change and allow the reliever for the Watsonville Aggies. Looks like it'll be either 11 or 14. Can't quite tell, but one of those numbers. Looks like it'll be... it'll be a new on for Watsonville. We're going to cut the break here and hear from our sponsor of the game tonight, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello everyone, and welcome back to new reliever for the Watsonville Aggies facing off against Braden Chiarito. To break things up here in the bottom of the eighth inning of an 11-4 ball game, runners at first and second. It's J.J. Sanchez moving over from first base. Next pitch on the outside corner for called strike two with one out. J.J. Sanchez now in the game as Munoz goes a third of an inning plus. Sidewinding lefty. And a new first baseman, Dominguez, over there at first as well, playing behind the runner. Bounced in there, smothered by the catcher, and looks both runners back. Donovan Dominguez from Hartnell College. This one's fouled back to the screen. Here in the bottom of the eighth inning, runners at first and second, infield playing behind the runners. A 1-2 count on Chiarito now, who struck out swinging his first and only time up when he pinch hit for Bodie Joyner, who went 1-for-3. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball misses way wide. Two balls and two strikes. This one escapes the clutches of Smith. It's going to carry him to the right of him, and both runners will move up 90 feet. On the wild pitch. Now the count fills at three balls and two strikes. Both those runners aboard are the responsibility of Munoz. Has already responsible for 3 runs in the inning. But he only gave up 1 hit. Now the payoff as Sanchez gets ready after some new lumber granted to Braden Chiarito. Runners at second and third, corners playing even with the bags. The payoff is going to be on the back thigh of Chiarito, who is turning away from it. He will take first base. Now Preston Conklin to the plate, who's singled 3 times tonight and grounded out once, as the bases are loaded for the right-hand hitting second baseman. Mark Anthony Carroll on deck, who's still hitless, but he might get another chance to not be 0 for 4 here on opening night. First pitch misses out of the zone for ball one. Now low again for ball two. He also stole second base back in the first. Conklin, that is. Preston Conklin. This one misses inside for ball three. Can't seem to locate a strike. This one on the inner half called strike one. Three and one to the 45's second baseman. Now right at the knee to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. A generous call from the home plate umpire. With one out. Runners take their leads. First, second, and third. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase a breaking ball downstairs. And now that will bring up Mark Anthony Carroll, the 9th batter of the inning. It's the second time today, tonight rather, the Colt 45s have batted around. First pitch misses for ball one. Here's a 1-0 from the first base side. Out of the windup, it's a line shot, and through the left side, the 5-6-0 coming into score and trotting around third is Mora. That's a double, stand-up double for Mark Anthony Carroll, and he does not go hitless tonight. And that officially makes the Colt 45's bat around as Arthur Jones will step up to the plate. So trotting to score was Caballero, and then Mora motored around third. He came in to score. Chiarito moves up to third, and then Mark Anthony Carroll with the two-bagger. It's now 13-4 after 5 runs have been put on the board here in this inning. It's the first pitch to the right-hand inning Jones, and therefore called strike one. There's the 0-1 from J.J. Sanchez, the righty, on relief. This is low. Evens the count up at 1 ball, 1 strike. To the right-hand hitter. This one's check swung, a little excuse me swing, almost made it into the dugout of the Aggies. Now the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. One ball and two strikes. Here's the delivery from J.J. Sanchez. This is low. Now the count moves to 2-2. 2-2 delivery from Sanchez, bounced it in there and smothered by Caden Smith, able to keep it in front of him as the count fills at 3-2. Here's the payoff from J.J. Sanchez. Swing and a miss, and the side is finally retired. The Colt 45s get five more runs of insurance as we head to the ninth here on KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, online at KCNRradio.com. Tonight's game is sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Peach Street. Shasta Regional is one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by Watson Health as a fully accredited chest pain center.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And welcome back to Tagger Field. It is the top of the ninth inning. It's 13-4. The Colt 45s lead. As it will be looking to close it out, Nolan Bentley, the Albuquerque, New Mexico native. Again, three outs remaining here for the Colt 45s. They're going to look to do it quickly, facing off against Tommy Yoder and E.J. Lehapava, Charlie Kawada, and Amani Wilson. There's a first pitch to the left-hand hitter. From the righty, Nolan Bentley. But a couple of saves last year. There was a first pitch missing low for ball one. Bentley last year, 12 games, 14 innings, 0-1 with a 7.07 ERA, 2 saves, 15 hits, 11 earned runs. It's a 1-0. It's foul tip off the mask of the catcher. 9 walks and 16 Ks for the Colt 45s. Now a 1-1 count on Lehapava. With nobody out, nobody on. 13-4 here in the top of the ninth inning. The Aggies needing a miracle to pull even within anything close. Here's a line shot into right field for a base hit, as if on cue. Lehapava, the leadoff man, is aboard to begin things here in the ninth. Now Charlie Kawada to the plate, who singled, walked, flown out, and struck out looking. Right-hand hitter.
Right fielder, number 17, Charlie Kawada.
Open stance, Mora holding on the runner at first. A 1 count on the right-hand hitter. It's a ground ball toward the shortstop. Mark Anthony Carroll gloves. Going to have to go to first hurriedly and in time for the 6-3 putout. Moving up to second base is Lehapava. That will bring up Amani Wilson, who's singled twice, popped out, and struck out swinging. The DH tonight for the Aggies. Runner on second with one out. So pitch to Wilson. Misses wide for ball one. This one's popped up. Shallow right center field. Going out for it is Conklin along with the right fielder into a dive. Catches it. Throw back to second base. In time! It's a 9-4 double play to end things here at Tiger Field. A bang-bang play. What a finish for the Colt 45s. Tyson Bragg taking his way in. What a way to end the ball game here on opening night in front of was about 250 fans, if I had to guess. No official attendance. As the Colt 45s win the home opener and the season opener. And they take advantage of the errors by the Watsonville Aggies. Watsonville Aggies just couldn't quite take advantage of the runners that did get aboard. For the Colt 45s, 13 runs on 11 hits, 2 errors. They left 6. The final totals for Watsonville, 4 runs on 7 hits, 3 errors. They left 8. And just all around a fantastic night for the Colt 45s to showcase their upcoming talent for the 2026 season, to say the least. And again, just a nice little 96.5. Little taste of what the season will likely hold for these Colt 45s facing off against Watsonville here in this opening series, and they'll back next week and against the Alameda Anchors. I'm Jacob Green, bringing it here to you. And again, the final score here, 13-4. Some great stuff from the Colt 45s. And the final time of the ball game was 3 hours and 23 minutes. The win goes to Aaron Bayon. He gets his first of the year. The loss goes to Colin Melrose of the Watsonville Aggies. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com here on Veteran Appreciation Night and opening night sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. It was great to have you with us. We thank you for tuning in. We'll be back out here tomorrow at 7.05 p.m. A quicker start time tomorrow. We'll be on time without the opening day festivities. The game 2 of the Watsonville Aggies taking on your Reading Colt 45s here from the historic Tiger Field in Reading, California. This is Jacob Green with KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNRradio.com. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. Again, the final score here from Tiger Field in Redding, California was 13. The Colt 45s, Watsonville 4. Again, Colt 45s 1-0 on the year, 13 runs. They beat Watsonville by a score of 13-4. Special thanks to David Wiley back in the studio. And as always, thanks for listening, everybody, and please drive safely.
The disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
by IntelliBrands. Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Get an Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact. Improve your flexibility and balance. Strengthen and tone your legs.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better, and it makes me feel stronger too.
My circulation is moving. I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
It's so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. And for a limited time, get a free upgrade to our deluxe bundle with a faster motor, sport mat, and wireless remote. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now. These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? A man age 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for as little as $110 per month level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. Call Term Busters for a quote, 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Sample rate for preferred non-tobacco rate class exam required to qualify. For details, call 1-800-908-7636. Paid for by Robert Livinger Insurance Agent.
The U.S. Treasury just released its official financial report for 2025. Buried in it is a startling admission. By its own numbers, it appears the U.S. government is insolvent. When governments go this deep in debt, they print money, raise taxes, or cut benefits, none of which can help protect you. That's why people move part of their savings into physical gold and silver. Call Monetary Gold at 877-NOW-GOLD for their complimentary gold and silver guide. That's 877-NOW-GOLD. Call Monetary Gold now at 877-NOW-GOLD. Do it before the next headline, not after. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professional.
The secret is out. With millions of younger-looking customers across the country, Plexiderm is one of the most highly sought-after products on the market. It visibly shrinks under eye bags and smooths out crow's feet in minutes, and the effects last up to 10 hours. Influencers love it, magazines feature it, and people just can't get enough of it. As a matter of fact, Elle Magazine gave it an Editor's Choice Award as Best Instant Wrinkle Filler for 2025. In as little as 10 minutes, Plexiderm reduces the appearance of fine lines, wrinkles, and those dreaded under-eye bags. So yes, you can look years younger in minutes, and the effects last for hours. No surgery, no gimmicks, just results. The best news, you can try Plexiderm for only $14.95. Plus, get free shipping. Call 1-800-598-6439. That's 1-800-598-6439. Or visit Plexiderm.com/trial. Paid for by Sheer Science.
Dun, 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 dun. All right, I've got lots of audio I get to of the Democrats being dangerously, criminally insane coming up. But right now, let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Dave calling from North Carolina. Dave is here. Dave, you're on the Chris Plante Show.
Hey, good morning, Chris. I really enjoy your program.
Thank you, my friend.
I raise stocks and then compete them in sports and have noticed their instincts that they are born into them. Uh-huh. And I kind of apply that to the human and think that there's two instincts that are basically in this from the beginning, and one being flight and one being fight. Uh-huh. I think the Democrats are pretty much the flyers. I think they learn their instincts from birth. And try to get the hell out of problems.
I've never heard birds disparaged like that.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.